Friday panel, you're wonderful. You have been fabulous. Katy Perrier and Dave Hill, thank you very much indeed. John Holmes is here. We've got about, well, less than no seconds for you to tell us what's coming on your show.
Are we
back to usual nonsense?
Yeah, usual nonsense stuff. Live music, busker dragged in off the streets, stuff.
Brilliant.
Corbyn's speech.
Fantastic. That's all coming up after the news headlines here at Talk Radio after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you on Tuesday after the bank holiday. Have a fabulous bank holiday. Don't get too wet in the beautiful sunshine. Come thunder showers. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count.
Can I quote you on that?
Join the conversation party
on your election station.
Our fortunes prosper well.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £112 million jackpot. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business. But where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now, at Wix, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Good afternoon. Hello, Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Pete with the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Corbyn criticised for foreign policy speech. Details emerge on Manchester arrests and Trump's son-in-law under investigation.
Talk Radio.
The Lib Dem leader has criticised his Labour counterpart for making a speech linking UK foreign policy with terror attacks here just days after the Manchester bombing. Jeremy Corbyn says the UK's involvement in foreign wars has made the country more vulnerable to terrorist attacks. Tim Farron says Corbyn has chosen a grotesque act to make a political point, but Labour's Barry Gardiner has told Talk Radio it's a calm and considered speech.
It is right that in the aftermath of the appalling events that we've seen this week, that Jeremy should be talking about how we bring our nation together, how we stop young men from feeling alienated in our society, how we actually prevent the sort of radicalization that we have seen that has caused so much pain, grief and suffering.
Theresa May is asking other world leaders to join her efforts to push technology companies to do more to combat extremist ideology online. The Prime Minister's in Sicily for a G7 summit where she'll chair a meeting on counter-terrorism. She's already met the new French President, Emmanuel Macron, this morning. He promised his country will do everything it can in the aftermath of the Manchester bombing. We now know the 8 men being questioned in connection with the attack are all suspected of terror offences. They're aged between 18 and 38 and were arrested in the city Wigan and Nuneaton. A man who planted a homemade bomb on a busy tube train in London has been jailed for 15 years. Damon Smith packed a rucksack with explosives last October and left it in a carriage, timed to go off within minutes. The driver raised the alarm after it was handed in as lost property. And reports in the US say the president's son-in-law is being investigated by the FBI over his dealings with Russian officials. Jared Kushner is also one of Donald Trump's senior aides.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny and hot for most of us today. The risk of thunder showers in the west of Northern Ireland this afternoon. Highs of 27 degrees Celsius.
That's pretty high.
It's even higher than yesterday, so that was high enough.
Where are the highs going to be, Pete? Do we know?
Pretty much across the country, to be honest. It's going to be hot and sunny everywhere. I mean, as I say, there could be one or two showers in Northern Ireland, but they're not absolutely guaranteed. So
in terms of the bank holiday, we touched on it yesterday, I know, but what are we...
Well, it's actually changed. I mean, the forecast earlier in the week was for quite a few thunder showers over the weekend.
Yep.
That seems to have sort of dissipated a little bit. I think some of us might get some, but for most of us, it's more of the same, hot and sunny.
There it is. Pete Abbott there, Pat Abbott, with your news and weather. And now, who's it? Is it Tim Humphrey again today? Do we know? Is it
Silly Gillies.
It's what?
Silly Gillies. Toby Gillies.
Right. With the sport?
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything about sport.
Silly Gillies.
Right. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Chelsea wing-back Marcos Alonso is warning Arsenal they'll be better in the FA Cup final than they have been up to the end of the Premier League season. The Blues won the title almost a fortnight ago, and most of the regular first 11 were rested for the final league match last weekend. So Alonso says they're fully fresh and fighting for the Wembley showpiece.
Well, we've been doing well. We are comfortable on the pitch in the last few games. We've been doing well, and I think the team has had a couple of weeks of rest after we win the Premier League, and I think we're ready to kick on Saturday.
Wilfried Zaha says he doesn't feel as if his Crystal Palace story is over. After penning a new five-year deal at the club, he'll remain there until at least 2022. It's understood Manchester City fullback Pablo Zabaleta has agreed a two-year deal to join West Ham. And it looks like a good draw for Andy Murray at the French Open tennis. He'll face Russia's Andrei Kuznetsov in the first round, but has avoided favourite Rafa Nadal and world number two Novak Djokovic until the final. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
There it is. That's Silly Gilly. He doesn't know anything about sport. Anyway, so right now... So everyone's off, so he's doing it. Right, so now there's a programme. It's Friday-based, so, you know, the sun's shining, as they say. I should do it like a... I feel like I should do it like a sort of a radio DJ. Sort of get into the... with the sun shining across the capital and the country today. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon on the radio. The sun's shining.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £112 million jackpot. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am Tommy Boyd. Jed's been throwing his toys out of his pram a bit today. Hi, Jed.
Jonathan, I used to work as a pilot.
So I could just fire up my old Nokia. Then that is a good thing.
And who can forget Fingal's Cave?
Yeah, what did we get? Open. What did we get? What did we get? Belgium. Oh,
Asprod Cass threw the glasses on a neighbour's roof.
Unless you do check the rack, and if you don't do that on a regular basis, you can easily just walk off a train, can't you?
Story as old as trains.
Yeah. Struggling to reach the time. American secret services are leaking to the dense foliage of a roundabout just outside Maidenhead.
It's been built with a built-in tablet, so you can pay fines and report crime.
We know it's complicated. We're well aware of it.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so, good afternoon then. Hello, good sunny afternoon to you, not to put too fine a point on it. And welcome along. It is Talk Radio on a Friday. Hello, I am John Holmes. The day, of course, when election campaigning from the major parties resumes. Jeremy Corbyn, as we have been hearing in the news, made his speech, of course, linking the ongoing terror threat to the UK, linking that to wars abroad. That's accompanied by pictures in the papers today, on the front pages of a lot of the papers, you've probably seen them, of armed police walking up and down train corridors. Plenty of spare seats in the pictures, though. I don't know why they can't sit down, really. It's like when Jeremy Corbyn himself sat on the floor to make a point despite a mostly empty carriage, isn't it? For her part, though, Theresa May isn't blaming foreign policy, but rather she's blaming social media for terrorism. She's doing that at the G7 summit in Sicily. Looking at the details of what she's been saying, essentially she's calling for the closure of ISIS's Snapchat account. They're always posting pictures of mass jihadis with bunny ear filters, aren't they, on there? It's a waste of time, ISIS being on Tinder, isn't it? I mean, you'd be lucky to find one virgin on there, let alone 72 of them. So Theresa May is doing that. Jeremy Corbyn's blaming foreign policy. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and with the Chelsea Flower Show underway, well, allow me, for any first-time listeners, to draw an analogy for you. Think of this, 1 till 4 in the afternoon on a little listened to, barely heard of, thanks to a non-existent marketing strategy radio station, as a rose amongst thorns. So this is like a beautiful bloom, isn't it? Rising up above the weeds of other radio station offerings at this time of day. LBC over there, more of the same, isn't it? Well, not at weekends anymore now. Katie Hopkins has been fired, but you know what I mean. More of the same on LBC. It's wall-to-wall discussion, repetitive news coverage, tackled in exactly the same way as the previous programme. Radio 5 Live, similar to that, a bit more magazine-y. Radio 4, afternoon play, something worthy about an immigrant who's opened an otter sanctuary that's threatened with closure due to a shortage of otters or something. Radio 1, no idea what's on there, I'm not 9. Radio 2, Steve Wright. Here, though, a blissful sanctuary from it all. A carefully cultivated, to use the Chelsea Flower Show reference again, garden of radio peace for you. Here we are. And you're invited to sit in our broadcasting sunshine and soak up what we've spent all morning pruning into the shape of a programme. I say all morning, I mean 5 minutes in the pub just now. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Because it's a Friday, so the first thing to say is, well, it's some request Friday, as every Friday is around here. Now, if you are familiar with Radio 2, I've just mentioned, Simon Mayo, on a Friday, does all Request Friday. They play music, requests and dedications, your choices. You can get in touch with them and do a shout-out and that. Well, we do the same here, except we can't do it with music because we're a speech radio station, so we have to do it with talks and speeches. If you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear, get in touch with us. We'll play it for you. Now it's a bank holiday. It's sunny. Maybe you're firing up the BBQ. And to get you in the mood, you'd like to hear Wilhelm II's reaction to the 1900 Boxer Rebellion, in which he demanded... I know.
Big summer tune.
Isn't it, though?
Big summer speech.
Yeah, in which he demanded to counter the insurgency with brutal force, you remember?
Yeah.
What an anthem.
Takes me back, that one.
Doesn't it, though?
Takes me back.
When you hear that, you just think, oh, it's like being there, isn't it?
Oh, I just want to be in the clubs in Ibiza listening to it.
Oh, I know. Or maybe you're taking the kids away for half term. Maybe you think they'd love to hear Professor Stuart Russell's recent TED Talk pertaining to the three principles for creating safer artificial intelligence. Such a classic auditorium filler, that one.
No, I think it's been overplayed recently on the radio. Yeah, I'm getting a bit sick of it. It is a good speech, but I've heard it so much
many times.
Recently,
I know, well, it is a big one. It's a big summer speech. Anyway, if you'd like a request or dedication, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Friday, so we're also going to be throwing some showbiz shade at you as a man from Talk Sport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz rounds up the showbiz. The Moose will be joining us for that later. The Moose. There's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. That's on the way as well. Questions pertaining to things that have happened on this show over the past 5 days. A sort of what happened next with clips, if you will. Also today, if you're a hater or a troll, well, Fridays are for you round here. Because all you have to do is send us your hate. And then watch as a man called Con... Hi, Con.
Hello, everyone.
Takes all that hatred into the lift and reads it out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It is a feature we call Con Descending. That is how it works. If you hate me personally, or this show in general, or anyone who works on it, here's the number to hate us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, you can use Twitter
any
as a
bloody word you like.
There's current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. We will be bringing you the news in haikus. Work experience punditry today. Our work experience, Sasha, will be previewing your films for the weekend. There's the big debate at three. Your bonus news. Today's big stories with added guests. And we will, being a Friday, bring you live music as our Friday busker sessions continue. We'll be dragging another busker off the streets of London to perform for us live at Microphone Point in the last half hour of the show. So, who's on the team today? Well, Ginger Dave's not producing. But Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through
the miserable window.
Hey, today's busker band, Cass, right, are called Simon and the Witch. How long have you been in a busker band?
I'm not in a busker band.
You are a witch.
You midget. Oh.
Chloe's on the buns. Hi, Chloe.
Hi. Yay.
Pete Abbott, he's got the news.
Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott.
Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How was your meal out with your brother last night?
Did you know what?
Did he get angry because you were wearing shorts like he said he would?
He turned up in bloody shorts himself.
What?
I could have hit him.
What?
But it was too classy to hit him.
Okay, fine. Welcome, it is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. And now we need to get to today's big story. As ever, we're going to be doing it with a piece of music. All you have to do is work out the clues. The song links to the story. But how? The clues are all there. Play along at home, just for fun. Cornelius will play along in the studio. How does this link to today's big story? It's Foreigner. Ice. You want paradise. But how does it link to today's big story? Of course, regular listeners know the clues are all there. If you listen carefully, mate, you listen between the lines, don't you? How it cryptically links to today's big story. Production values there. As Talk Radio's head of music, I bring you Cold as Ice by Foreigner. Cornelius, you've been busy working it out. I can hear you tapping away at the keyboard there, working it out. Yeah. So, what do you reckon? Links to today's big story.
I'm not sure. It seems like needlessly tapping at a laptop hasn't helped.
No. It'd help if you switch it on, I would say.
Yeah, maybe. So, as cold as ice. It can't be the weather because it's simply divine out there today. Yeah. Too hot, if anything.
But it might be ironic. It might be a... You see, because sometimes the clues are cryptic, aren't they?
Is it irony? Is it ironic?
No.
No? So it's not the weather?
No.
Okay, is it something to do with the ice caps? More of a climate thing?
No.
No, of course not. Is it you want to talk about your illness again? So I've played a song with the word cold in.
Because I had a illness. Mm-hmm. I was off last week. No.
Is it something to do with bloody foreigners?
Ah, now.
I do, of course, jest, but is it something to do with foreigners?
Well, sort of, yes.
Because it's foreigner.
Yes, I'll tell you what it is. It's Jeremy Corbyn's speech that he's done this morning.
Foreign policy.
Foreign policy. There you go. You're a cold as ice. Cold as ice. It links us to today's big story. There it is. Jeremy Corbyn has done his speech this morning, the widely expected. He said what everyone expected him to say, which was that, terrorism on our shores is worse due to the UK's foreign policy. He says with the Labour government, they would change that policy. For her part, Theresa May is in Sicily at the G7, as we say, calling upon social media companies to do more to combat terror. A lot of criticism for Jeremy Corbyn for saying that. The Tories have called him crass and insensitive with the timing. But what's the truth of it? Is he right? Is he wrong? There are many nuanced sides to the debate, of course. But we are going to need someone to talk to, and I'm going to suggest a guest of some kind. Ask Broadcast is, she's not the guest,
through
but
the
she's,
glass.
She's through the glass. She's through the miserable window there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we get a guest, please, to talk about Jeremy Corbyn's speech regarding UK foreign policy?
Probably.
Well, you got the length of the traffic. All right. Well, we'll see what we can do. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I paid PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Imagine this. It's time to change your car. Someone offers to buy it. Great. But only if you buy your new car from them. Ugh. Which means you don't have the freedom to shop around for a better deal. Well, that's what happens when you trade your car in. So why not try selling to WeBuyAnyCar.com? Then you'll be a cash buyer, all footloose and fancy-free, off to try and get a better deal on your next car. Imagine that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M3 northbound in Hampshire, seeing very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 10 for Winchester and 9 for the A34, though all lanes are now reopened. In Gloucestershire, the M50 eastbound, the entry slip road is closed due to broken down vehicle at junction 1 for Tewkesbury. In Warwickshire, the M6 northbound, two lanes closed due to fuel spillage, broken down lorry between 1 for Rugby and 2 for Coventry. And in Leicestershire, the M1 southbound, still one lane closed due to an accident between 24A and 24 for East Midlands Airport. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Fantastic, it's the weekend. Better still, the bank holiday weekend. So the mega deals are still on at Currys PC World. Save up to £180 on Windows laptops and up to £100 off the mark price on selected TVs. You can save up to £200 on selected fridge freezers, all with free next day delivery. And even better, there are 4 days of extra deals. Be quick, ends Monday. At Currys PC World, we start with you. Delivery available in most areas, subject to availability, excludes bank holidays for small items.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's just gone past a time and coming up to a slightly later one than the one it's just gone past. Let's talk about today's big story. So Jeremy Corbyn's did a speech, E-I-E-I-O, except he didn't spell out E-I-E-I-O, of course. He's chosen instead to spell out that he believed the UK's foreign policy over the years is responsible for the increase in terror attacks on British soil. Under a Labour government, he says that foreign policy would change to one that, quote, reduces the threat rather than increasing it. He said the so-called war on terror isn't working. Now, for their part, the Tories have said that his comments are inappropriate and crassly timed. Not a new argument, any of this, of course. Who can forget the attacks in London beginning on Horsell Common in the late 1800s when the government's immigration policy towards Martians led to the population being ravaged by alien death rays, with human beings being scooped up in nets by giant tripods. At the time, our foreign policy towards space aliens was blamed, the so-called War of the Worlds, and eventually the threat was neutralised by the aliens catching a common cold. No such luck with ISIS, I'm afraid, because they've probably got access to Lemsip. The point is that is the argument that Britain's foreign policy that Jeremy Corbyn is speaking about today leading to an increase in the likelihood of terror attacks a new one? It's not a new argument, is it? Former MI5 chief of Baroness Manningham Butler said as much to the Iraq inquiry in 2010. Lynn Davidson is the Whitehall correspondent at the Sun newspaper. She's on the phone. Hello, Lynn.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us. So are Jeremy Corbyn's comments inappropriate and crassly timed, as the Tories would have us believe?
Well, I think, his political opponents today have been very critical of Jeremy Corbyn today for making this speech during this week, particularly. But he's also faced criticism from his own ranks. So a senior Labour former MP, now candidate, Mike Gapes, has gone on the record saying, look, the Islamic State terrorists hate us for what we are, not for what we do. And Britain's foreign policy may be used as justification for their crimes, but it's not the reason, principally. So he's facing attacks from both sides. He gave a speech, which I attended this morning. We all stood for a minute's silence ahead of the speech that he gave. And he also, what he did, he was at pains to stress that this link that he was making between foreign policy and terrorism in no way reduces the guilt of the people who attack our children, and doesn't remotely excuse or explain outrages like this week's massacre in Manchester. But what people have to admit is that the war on terror is not working.
It's almost two arguments into one there, isn't it, though? Because the argument, yes, the war on terror could be seen as not working, and this stems back from Iraq 2003. And then there's the argument about, which you were just saying, and also Barry Gardner, the Shadow International Trade Secretary, has also said today that of no simple causal relationship between these two things, foreign policy and domestic terror attacks, because of the beliefs of these attackers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they've made these. There's lots of. I think it's the timing that's causing a problem for people, particularly. We know what Jeremy Corbyn thinks about this. We know, because of his voting record in Parliament, that he has been against action. We know that he has regularly voted against laws that might be brought in to strengthen our Terrorism Acts and Security Acts. But I think people are concerned. Labour have obviously decided that this was an appropriate time to make this speech, but other people are not agreeing so much. This day, Jeremy Corbyn will also be under the spotlight later, because he's going to be interviewed by Andrew Neil later on. And this is obviously the phase back into full-on election campaigning now.
Yeah, but is it a case of, because, we've heard the stories about Labour infighting and so on and so forth, but as we're even with 2 weeks to go to the general election, and we're still getting this idea that slightly behind the scenes, not even that far behind Jeremy Corbyn, his own rank and file are disagreeing with his major speeches. Is this not a time for them to be coming together, though, and showing unity?
Well, you would think so. Yeah. You would think so. It's very difficult for Labour MPs who have long-standing beliefs, though. You've got people like Yvette Cooper, you've got MPs like I should make clear, we all call these people that are standing as MPs candidates now, because we're in election time. But these Labour figures, they have long-held beliefs, most of them. Some of them might have voted for the Iraq war, for example, if they've been around long enough, but they realise now that that was a mistake. Most people agree that perhaps we did leave Libya early. You know, we left it to. They agree with these points, but they don't agree with the fundamental issue that we are being attacked because of our foreign policy. And it's a pretty crucial point. I mean, if you look at any, it was made on Question Time last night. If you look at any IS literature, they are attacking us for our way of life.
Yeah,
it's not. It is not an issue of foreign policy. It might be an additional issue for young wannabe jihadis, but it's not. And so it's a very important. It's a point that people feel very strongly about. So it's very hard for Labour candidates to stay quiet about this, even though they know they should be rallying around their leader.
And indeed, there is that you know that argument as well. You can't negotiate in a circumstance like this with that level of terrorism, that kind of terrorism, because there's no achievable end point. It's not like Northern Ireland was, is it?
Well, that's a difficulty. And Jeremy Corbyn has spoken at length in the past of how he was anxious to speak to, or the reason he spoke to, senior IRA figures in the past, and Sinn Féin figures, is because he wanted to get them round the table and start discussions. The issue, like you say, is that these are not people we can negotiate with.
That's right, because there's no, they are looking at, for the destruction of Western values.
So
they're not going to stop until they've achieved that, which of course they won't. But that's the difficulty, isn't it?
But what he's trying to say, one of the points he made in his speech today was that he wanted to say to soldiers, he wanted to say to them that I would only send you out if I absolutely knew that what you would be sent into was something that he felt he you know there was a clear need to do. But what we're not really sure is how you define that clear need. And the problem we had today was that Jeremy Corbyn didn't take questions after his press conference. Now, Theresa May is going to take some questions this afternoon. She's over at a G7 meeting over in Sicily.
Yeah.
She's going to take some questions. But the problem we have is he makes a speech and there's some interesting points he makes. But when we want to pick apart that, and that's, you know, from all journalists, from all right-wing, left-wing newspapers, broadcast media, I want to ask him, well, what do you mean? What would be a situation where you would deploy troops abroad? We're not able to ask him these questions. So there's so many answers left unanswered, essentially.
Well, indeed, and maybe we get more over the coming days. You know, when he's sort of got the opportunity, I suppose, to answer some of those questions. As you say, he's going to talk to Andrew Neil later. We wait and see. Listen, Lynn, thank you very much for joining us. She's Lynn Davidson. She's the Whitehall correspondent at the Sun newspaper. There with a bit of an insight into Jeremy Corbyn's speech this morning, as we say, for Theresa May, also giving her thoughts on it from Sicily later on this afternoon, which we will of course bring you as it happens. Right, in the next half an hour, it's Friday, so we're also going to be bringing you showbiz, but it will be from the point of view of a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. The Moose will be here to round up some showbiz before 2 o'clock. It's 1:30 now though on Talk Radio. Pete Abbott has the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says he's not trying to reduce the guilt of terrorists who carry out attacks in the UK by suggesting our foreign policy is contributing to the problem. The Labour leader thinks we need to examine issues like our involvement in wars to ensure they aren't fueling these incidents. He has this message for troops now deployed on the streets.
I want to assure you that under my leadership, you will only be deployed abroad when there is a clear need and only when there is a plan that you have the resources to do your job and secure an outcome that delivers lasting peace.
An independent research group has criticised both Labour and the Conservatives for their spending plans in their manifestos. The IFS says Jeremy Corbyn's party won't get as much as it thinks from corporation tax increases, and the Tory plan to means test winter fuel payments won't bring in that much. Counter-terror detectives say the 8 men in custody in connection with the Manchester bombing are aged between 18 and 38. Officers are investigating a possible network after Monday's atrocity that killed 22 people. New raids have been carried out in Moss Side in Manchester and at a pizza shop in St Helens in Merseyside, as it Chowdhury rents the premises to two people who run the business.
This morning, 8 o'clock, the police phoned me saying, do I know Lorenzo Pizzas? I said, yes, I own Lorenzo Pizzas as the building, not the business. I wonder why, because these guys, the normal guys, who's renting it?
And some flights have had to leave Gatwick Airport without passengers' luggage due to a problem with the baggage system. Holidaymakers reported long queues at check-in desks this morning. The issue has now been fixed. Today's weather sunny and hot for most of us. A risk of thunder showers in the west of Northern Ireland this afternoon. And today's highs 27 degrees Celsius. John, I may have led you to believe earlier that this weekend would be hot and sunny.
Oh,
however,
you're revising it again, are you?
Well, there are some weather warnings issued by the Met Office, right, which for Northern England and Scotland tomorrow, and for Southern England on Sunday, an awful lot of rain.
I'm
so sorry,
you're just
the messenger.
You've ruined the bank holiday, Pete Abbott.
I know.
You weathered us.
I know fake I may weather. Well have led you down the wrong road earlier. I'm just trying to put it right.
No, that's travel, not weather. What about Monday? Is that a write-off as well, then?
I haven't seen Monday yet.
Check Monday!
But I think from what I see, it should be over by sort of Sunday afternoon. So hopefully Monday will be okay.
Pete, we're going to give you a calendar for the rest of the year. If you could draw a little symbol on each day.
Okay, I'll do
that.
Right,
thanks.
Pete there with the news and semi-accurate weather. He'll be back in half an hour's time. Right, coming up then, as I say, showbiz with a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He's from TalkSport. He's called The Moose. And a live read. Ah, I know. I've got to do a contractual obligation. I've got to do a live read for Paul Ross's show. I did it yesterday as well, the day before. I'm trying to liven them up. So we'll do a live read next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, there's a live read, okay? Contractual obligations mean that I have to... I'm given a piece of paper by some production team and I am supposed to read it out. It imparts information about forthcoming...
Just do it.
I'm just explaining what it is.
Yeah, just read it out. You don't
need
to. Yeah,
but my problem is with this.
Well, you shouldn't have any problems because it's a contractual obligation. Yeah. You signed that contract.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I didn't write my own name. But what I'm saying is that this is quite boring on its own.
Mm, that's why you just get it done.
Yeah.
Just really quickly, 20 seconds maximum, just really read it, pretend you're interested in it, and then move on.
Yeah, but the other presenters will do that.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
But listeners aren't stupid. They know that when presenters...
they are.
No, not all of them. Only the ones to LBC. The ones our listeners on this show know darn well, right, that when other presenters read this stuff out, like if you hear Paul Ross, oh, you wouldn't read this one out, would he? Because it's about him, but you know what I mean. Or Julia Hartley-Brew or Sam or whatever, just going, next week, the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show is going on tour with a general election just around the corner. Paul in a different place each day. They just sort of rattle it on, and
exactly.
It's like, it's over and forgotten.
And then they continue with their brilliant shows.
Whereas I like to draw attention to it as a piece of... Because the point is that we're supposed to be drawing attention to it. That's the point of a live read. So I like to big it up slightly.
Okay, so, what are you doing today then?
So, well, you know the meeting we had yesterday?
Yeah, I do.
After the show about
I had to miss my train, didn't I?
Yeah. Because Denny said that, just to read it out.
Mm.
Anyway, well, I did listen to that.
Good.
But I've chosen to ignore it.
Well, that's not good, is it?
Because, anyway, I thought I'd do this. Right, you ready? Now, if this was a proper radio studio, I'd put a slight echo on my voice for this.
Okay.
But it isn't.
Good.
So I can't.
Fine.
So I'm just going to have to do this.
Good.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
All right. No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that Paul Ross was being watched from the timeless world of space. See, some drama to it.
Mm-hmm.
No one could have dreamed that Paul Ross was being scrutinised as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. few men even considered the possibility of life on Paul Ross. And yet, across the gulf of the full set breakfast, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded talk radio with envious eyes. And slowly, surely, they drew their plans against us. It's War of the Worlds, isn't it?
I've never seen it.
It was a radio play initially.
Never heard of it.
It was a novel initially.
Never read it.
H.G. Wells. Here we go. Next week, the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast is going on tour. With the general election just around the corner, Paul will be in a different place each day, covering marginal constituencies in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland.
Covering them in what? Covering them in what?
Doesn't say, but I think we could hazard a guess. Join Paul and the team Monday morning from their first location on the South Coast, Brighton. He'll be joined by candidates, tripods, the Thunder Child, and local voices finding out which way the UK will be voting on June the 8th. It's the Marginal Mystery Tour, all next week on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show on Talk Radio. That was pretty good, I thought, actually. Like that. It was not bad, was it? Sort of gave it a little...
I feel like we could have done more of our actual show.
Yesterday we did Highlander, which you'd never heard of.
No.
Day before, Terminator 2.
I've never seen that. I don't see and that was, your references aren't relatable to the audience.
Right, now, I'm going to... So I think most people have heard of Terminator 2 and Highlander and certainly War of the Worlds. Just because you haven't, right, doesn't mean... you've heard of... The only film you've seen is Ice Age.
I haven't seen Ice Age.
You have, because I bought you a DVD of it.
Yeah, I didn't
because
watch
you were
it.
Because you were on the cover of it, because you've got a face and eyes like Sid the Sloth, and all you've heard of is that and a meal deal. That's all you're interested in, right? That's War deal. Of the Worlds. That is a literary classic, written by H.G. Wells in 1895.
That was ages ago.
Yeah, it was subsequently a radio play in the 20s. Orson Welles made it. It frightened. They broadcast it. It was broadcast as a documentary. People panicked. Yeah, and then it was made into a film, then a film with Tom Cruise, a remake later, wasn't it?
Steve's. Don't care. I don't see what that link that
Richard,
has.
And that, of course, is, Paul Ross is getting the round classic and about. Musical version of War of the Worlds by Jeff Wayne. Of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they
come. Yes, the chances of anything coming. Why are you playing this?
Because it's brilliant!
Stop it!
It's Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. It had David Essex in it.
Who's that?
David Essex, he played the preacher, the parson. He played the parson. He went, but still, bows and arrows against the lightning. It. Forever,
no,
forever
I haven't
all.
Seen it.
It's
so.
An Oasis album. It's a double. It's a classic double
it.
Album.
What's a double album?
Oh my god!
Two albums.
It's a gatefold sleeve.
Right. Well, you've just made that up. So. I tell you what, I have heard of
what
adverts.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space.
Okay, that bit's relevant to Paul Ross.
Yeah. Showbiz is coming up next with Moose from TalkSport.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free, collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets, plus the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers, that's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheeled friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europecar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £112 million jackpot. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Spring collection sofas are up to half price at DFS. But you better be quick because savings on selected sofas end Bank Holiday Monday. DFS.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4pm, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint!
Mummy and Daddy got two free tickets to Legoland with the sun! When they collected 10 tokens inside the paper...
saving us up to £120.
That's two free tickets to the Legoland Windsor Resort when you collect 10 tokens inside the sun. Continues this week.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, the M27 westbound is partially blocked due to a broken down vehicle between junction 2 for Salisbury and 1 for Cadnam. The M3 northbound, that's also queuing after an earlier accident between 12 for Eastleigh and 11 for Winchester South. In Cheshire, the M56 westbound, stationary traffic there due to a caravan fire. There's a rolling roadblock in place between 11 for Preston Brook and 12 for Runcorn. And Greater Manchester, the M62 westbound, long delays between 19 for Haywood, 18 for Simmester Island due to an earlier accident. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Fantastic, it's the weekend. Better still, the bank holiday weekend. So the mega deals are still on at Currys PC World. Save up to £180 on Windows laptops and up to £100 off the mark price on selected TVs. You can save up to £200 on selected fridge freezers, all with free next day delivery. And even better, there are 4 days of extra deals. Be quick, ends Monday. At Currys PC World, we start with you. Delivery available in most areas, subject to availability, excludes bank holidays for small items.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. Right, the news. There's lots of it, isn't there? Has UK foreign policy failed? That's what Jeremy Corbyn is asking. He's suggesting it is. Theresa May, for her part, is in Sicily. Not on holiday. No, she's at the G7 summit. Lots in the news today. It's already complicated, the news, isn't it? The news is complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
That's right, Cornelius, don't you worry your little head, because we're here to help, and we're here to help by running the news and the current affairs through the Japanese poetry. That's right, it's obvious. It's the obvious thing to do. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Armed police stationed on trains in a fierce crackdown on train fare dodgers.
news in haikus. So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in it. Not in it as in, I'm not going like, yeah, in it. I'm saying you're listening to Talk Radio in it. In it being the afternoon. Anyway, I think we're clear. Right, it's, you know what we do now? I'll tell you what we do. It's a Friday, so we round up the showbiz. But we do it with a man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's our go-to emergency Moose replacement service, in that he's replaced Reese, who normally does it. Hey, Moose.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. You?
Very excited
good.
About
are
this.
You wearing you're wearing shorts today, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm wearing shorts. It's boiling hot out.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
If we can crack on with this, I might actually get to see some of the sunshine.
Well, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't necessarily want that. You know,
do you know what? I've got a story, actually, about the sunshine.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sounds like a brilliant start to an anecdote for me.
The fact that I don't take my top off.
Go on, tell me, is that the story, or is there more to it?
Well, anyway, so I'm over at the World Cup in Rio.
Yep.
In 2014. And, going to one... I generally go into the big hotels, because where all the big stars stay, so I try and hoover up interviews with former players.
Stalking,
anyway,
essentially.
Yeah, stalking, basically, yeah. So I've gone into one of these hotels, and I've gone up to the pool area. Baking hot, huge sun trap, just off Copacabana Beach.
Nice.
Anyway, so I've got in there. Rio's there. Rio Ferdinand.
Rio in Rio.
Rio, absolutely. Rio, I've known Rio since he was 16.
Yeah.
So I've gone over to him and said, any chance for a quick interview? And he goes, well, I can't really because I'm working for another company. Oh, all right, sure? And he went, yeah. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I've got to get a picture though. You and me, Moose with Rio in Rio.
Yeah.
Got to be done. All right. Gave my phone to someone to take a picture. He goes, just a minute. He said, what? He goes, there he is, top off.
Yeah.
Absolutely ripped, six pack.
Of course he is, pecs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He goes, top off.
Well,
I went, Rio, don't take my top off. If you just say, he goes, no, I'm not doing it. So what do you mean you're not doing it? He goes, I'm not doing it. Take your top off, or I'm not doing it.
Wow.
I said, Rio, come on, no, let's just do the picture. He goes, no, top off. I went, all right. Took my top off,
yeah.
And I'll let people, if they want to, right,
yeah,
go on Twitter,
yeah,
and look for that picture. Rio tweeted it immediately, okay?
To how many followers?
He's got about 5 million. Like anyway, so I'm walking back along Copacabana Beach. I run into Janino after that, former Middlesbrough player, and done a good interview. Anyway, so I'm walking back along Copacabana Beach to feed the interview. My phone's like, mention. Oh no, what's he done? What's Rio done? And of course, Rio had only tweeted a picture out.
Of you, with your top off.
With a real sort of T-shirt. Like vest stain. Yeah, we go and look at it. I mean, there's a fat man alongside a really, you know.
If it's all the same to you, I won't look at it.
No, but I think
no
you should.
Offense. All right, I will.
I think you should. I think it's really important that you go and look at it, because
in what possible way is that going to help me at all?
Well,
is it like a warning from the future? What is
no,
it?
No, I just think it would help you understand the story. That's all.
All right, fine.
I'm trying to get up on my phone right now, just so I can show you, describe it to the listeners. You know.
All right.
I mean, I'm trying to find the picture.
I mean, it's fascinating radio. But you carry on.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a showbiz story of sorts.
It is a showbiz. Well, I think Rio Ferdinand is showbiz.
It is showbiz. Yeah.
Showbiz.
But what else have you got in the showbiz? Is the question, of course. Oh God, yeah, you found it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's
bad,
it's not entirely flattering. What I like about it best,
it's not
I think,
entirely flattering to who?
Is it, well, you. It, what I like about it best, though, is you're absolutely right. The T-shirt tan you have, the lines where the T-shirt begins and ends, and the line around your neck, where the rest of you is a pasty white colour.
Yeah, well, obviously, I don't take my T-shirt off.
Yeah, well, maybe you should take it off more.
You think so?
Yeah, today's the day, Moose.
Rio's body compared to mine is fairly similar.
In a way, it looks like you've eaten him. But yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
All right, good. Right. It's nice, though.
He had more trendy shorts on than me as well.
As if that was the damning point.
Right, what about Kim Kardashian?
I don't know. She's got a big bottom.
She's received... Do you know what? What's the producer's name?
Cass.
Funny hair and all
the Ass broadcast through the glass.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So she gives me the script. And she goes, like, you know, half of these people I've never heard of, right? You'll hear about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So the first one's this Kim Kardashian. And the first thing I said, do you know what? If she walked past me now without all, like, minders and people saying, oh, you know, Kim Kardashian's in the building.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know who she was.
No.
But I have heard she's got a big backside.
She has got, but that's what we learned. Yeah,
yeah.
She's got a big backside
and a program as well.
A program. The television?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so, yeah. She got robbed in a Paris flat. We've learned
No. She's on TV. She's got her own show, hasn't she?
Yeah, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, she's received a room full of bouquets.
Bouquets. Yeah.
As a third
or buckets.
As a third wedding anniversary present from husband Kane.
Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye. Kim said, "How cute that I come home and see these gorgeous flowers floating," it says here, in a Snapchat video. Do you know what? Right, I don't buy my wife flowers anymore because they're a waste of time.
Why is that?
Because they die.
Well, everything dies, Moose.
Right, but so what's the point of buying flowers that die?
Yeah, well, that's. I mean, you make a fair point. They look nice for a while, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, but... So, okay, so I'll buy...
Is that what you... So you go home to your wife, you brought me flowers... No, they die.
Yeah, it's a waste of money.
You've got children, haven't you?
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you could argue that's a waste of time for the same reason, because eventually...
No, I mean, that's absolutely not the same sort of thing at all. I'm talking about flowers, right?
Yeah. What,
chocolate, okay?
Yeah.
You eat chocolate, you get pleasure from the chocolate.
Okay, fine, all right.
Right?
But people get pleasure from looking at flowers and smelling flowers, don't they?
Okay. Last time I bought my wife flowers...
Yeah, go
on. Which was... Anyway, whenever it was, right? Yeah. Right? She put them in a vase.
Yeah.
And she left them... In another room.
Yeah.
And then she went into another room and watched TV.
Yeah.
She didn't even see these things until she threw them away because it died. What's the point?
All right, well, obviously...
No, seriously, what's the phone number?
I don't know. 87222.
No, whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, why don't you just tweet us? I mean, what's the point of flowers? Honestly.
Good. It's a good texting. What's the point of flowers?
I don't have trees in my garden.
Yeah, you don't.
I chop them all down.
What? Why? They last for ages.
Yeah, but they also get in the way.
Of what?
Mowing the lawn. You've got to go round them. And it's a hassle. Leaves in the autumn. Leaves fall on the grass. You've got to go around picking that. Nightmare.
Have you just concreted over your whole garden?
No, it's got grass.
All right.
Well, I'd love to get artificial grass, which would save the mowing of the lawn business altogether.
I've often thought of that. Isn't that a good idea?
It's a great idea.
Why don't we have artificial... Because nowadays, it's really realistic, isn't it?
Yeah, but it also costs a fortune.
Yeah, but it lasts forever.
It does, and it also...
Maintenance-free, mate.
It does, honestly. And morning, noon and night, even in cold weather, even in the wet weather, you could go out and play in it.
Yeah, there you go. See?
I'd be so much fitter if I had artificial grass at home. Because I'd be playing tennis, I'd be playing football. Obviously, I'd have to have a much bigger garden to do all this.
Yeah, obviously,
The little postage stamp I've got, it's kind of difficult. But it would also save on the...
Do you have any flowers around the edge of the
No.
garden? Just nothing. Does the grass go right up to the edges? That's the end of it.
Dug up everything.
Right. Wow. God, I hadn't got you down as a sort of nature hater.
I'm not a nature hater.
Oh.
I don't mind flowers in it growing wild or trees in a wood.
Okay.
But, you know, what's the point in Caney here buying his wife three bouquets? And what waste of money?
Yeah.
Why didn't she turn around and go, why are you wasting your money buying me all these flowers?
They've got loads of money. They're rich celebrities.
Oh, well,
what else have you got?
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Okay. Is keeping a new relationship, with Joe Alwyn. Who's he?
I don't know who
Okay.
that is.
Okay. Insanely private to avoid past mistakes. The Bad Blood singer. I've honestly never heard of this song. You sing Bad Blood for me?
Baby, we've got bad blood. Something bad.
Okay, very good. Thank you. As apparently she's fallen in love before and been the subject of headlines as well as her own songs. However, last year proved a particularly big talking point for the tabloids when she split up from DJ Calvin Harris. I've heard of Calvin Klein. Is that a relation?
No.
Okay. There we go. So she's keeping her new...
it's not that secret because it's in the showbiz.
Well, exactly. I mean, here I've heard of somebody here.
Oh, who is it?
Pippa Middleton.
Oh, good.
She's the sister of Thingy Bob.
Yeah.
And
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Right. So if you
Duke of Kent,
hypothetical
Duchess of Kent,
Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Hypothetical situation for you: if you were strolling along, if you were in a posh hotel,
yeah,
right, and you walked out to the pool area, sun trap,
yeah,
and Pippa Middleton was there,
I probably wouldn't recognise her.
Okay, yeah, but if you went up to her and said, Pippa Middleton, right, can I have a photograph with you?
Mm-hmm.
And because she's famous for having a pert bottom, right? Pippa Middleton, that's her thing.
Okay.
Right? And if she said to you, I will have a photograph with you, miss, but as long as you get your bottom out, would you do it, like with the Rio thing? Would you get your bottom out for a photograph with Pippa Middleton?
Is this before or after the watershed?
It's coming at a quarter to two. I'm not sure
if I should be admitting all this on the radio.
Well, I mean, you haven't got to... You know, no one's touching any bottoms. It's just, okay, would you stand next to her?
I've got the greatest-looking bum, if I'm honest.
No, well, that did... But, you know,
I think the world has seen better-looking backsides than mine.
Right, okay. Yeah. good. All right. So that's a no.
It's a bit fat.
Is it?
Spotty.
Has it got has it got short lines? It would have short tan lines.
Of course it would have short tan lines, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's very white.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, she got married last weekend.
Yep.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber has been caught on camera forgetting the original Spanish lyrics to his song Despacito and is making up noises to fill in instead.
Is that a kind of ice cream?
I don't know. The singer was in New York at the time and said, and sang, I don't know the words, so I say Borillo. I don't know the words. He wrote the song. He can't remember his own song.
Did he write the song?
How thick must this bloke be?
Did he write it?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Justin Bieber, there's another one. He's just run-of-the-mill, ordinary American singer. There's 10 a penny of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he can't remember his own... I mean, why has he become so famous? What's he got that I haven't got?
A monkey.
He's got a monkey?
Have you got a monkey?
What, like a chimpanzee monkey?
Yeah.
What, that goes, ooh, like that?
Yeah, he's got a monkey. He had a monkey. He left it at an airport.
Did he?
Yeah. It might have been a bear.
To be fair, actually, monkeys,
no, it was a chimpanzee.
Monkeys do work for you. Michael Jackson,
Michael Jackson, a monkey
called Bubbles.
Yes, he did. Which he was forever blowing, according to the song.
Ah, that's the West Ham song.
Oh, no.
Katie Price has been spotted in a recording studio once again. However, her fans are not excited. Why are they not? She's got five kids.
Is she?
When did she get five kids? Says here, the mum of five.
No.
She's 39, she's got five kids.
Well, that's possible.
Blimey, what else has she been doing in life?
It's physically possible. So what, is she recording a new... No, she's... What?
She uploaded a short clip on Instagram showing her in a recording studio with a sound engineer. I can't believe she got... Katie Price, that's the model.
Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
She's got five kids.
Well, apparently. I mean, I know she's got... I know a couple, certainly, but...
Despite a lacklustre music career... I didn't know she had a music career. Her single, Free to Love, again, only reached number 60 in the charts. They still have charts these days? looks like Katie isn't about to give up on her music dreams just yet. Well, if she only got to number 60 with her first effort, I would strongly suggest she did. We had a story about Liam Payne of One Direction.
Did we?
Yeah, but that seems to have gone missing from my notes.
Oh, we'll make something up if you want.
Okay, Liam Payne from One Direction is in the entertainment news this week.
Is he?
Do you want to know my One Direction reason why I'm mentioning it?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, well, I've told previously, much nicer man.
Who?
Niall Horan.
All right. How do you know One Direction, Owen? You don't know anything else?
I don't know. Oh, only because of my daughter.
Oh, fine, right.
So Niall Horan, I saw him last year at Wentworth at the Pro-Am for the PGA Golf. Much nicer chap.
Right.
Had his picture taken with my daughter signed. But the one thing
Did he make you take your top off or anything?
No, he was fine. I didn't get my pictures. It's only people under a certain age he has a picture.
Oh, I see, right.
That's his teenage fans.
Right.
But the reason why I'm mentioning it is because I need tickets for the Harry Styles concert. He said Harry Potter. Harry Styles. Harry Styles concert in October.
Where's that playing? Where's he?
He's playing up and down the country, but only in really small venues.
Well, that's good. Good gigs are better in small venues, mate.
They are, but I thought, you know, with the fact that there were lots of people wanting to go and see him play, supply and demand and all that, you'd want to be playing somewhere big. So if anyone knows of any, how I can get some tickets, preferably free.
Yeah.
What?
Has this whole thing just been a thing leading up for you to get some?
No, but I was desperate to include the Liam Payne story.
Yeah. Well, you got there in the end.
I know, because I just wanted to put out on the radio a blatant plug for Harry Styles tickets.
Right. Well, then consider it done.
So if anyone's got any, obviously get in touch ASAP.
There you go. Moose wants...
If Harry himself wants to get in touch...
He's a big fan of the show. Is he really? He's probably listening.
I'd like a picture, but obviously not taking any items of clothing off.
Probably wise next to him. Anyway, listen...
I've really enjoyed this.
Well, we're out of time, Moose.
I didn't know any of the people involved, apart from Pippa Middleton.
Doesn't matter.
And then I got a sister's name. Duchess of Kent.
Kate. No, Cambridge.
Cambridge, sorry.
The Duchess of Kate. Let's call her that.
Who is the Duchess of Kent, then?
I don't know. There's a Princess Michael of Kent, which is ridiculous, because that's a man's name. But anyway...
Yeah, she's not related to the Duchess again.
I don't know. It's not royal correspondence, it's showbiz correspondence. Oh, right, that's
anyway,
it.
If Reese isn't here next week, I'll happily do it again.
Well, we'd happily
have you. If we could find another One Direction store, I could blatantly plug for more Harry.
Stop talking now. Moose there with the roundup of showbiz. A man who knows nothing of showbiz and has no interest in showbiz apart from Harry Styles tickets, bringing us the showbiz on Talk Radio. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. News is next time. John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Skeletor got £125 cash back at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the world's his theatre. So, baby, remember his name! Get £125 cash back when you switch your current account to First Direct Bank. another exclusive deal from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 3rd. For the offer, switch via Money Supermarket using the current account switch service and deposit £1,000 within 3 months of the account opening. New First Direct customers only. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4pm, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. Ah, I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Can someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Pete. He's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Home Secretary says terror threat level remains unchanged. Corbyn criticised for foreign policy speech. A mystery over Aussie SOS message.
Talk Radio.
Eight people are still being questioned by police investigating the Manchester terror attack. Searches have been carried out in Moss Side in the city and in St Helens in Merseyside. Extra armed police will guard major sporting events this weekend after the military was drafted in to protect key locations. Home Secretary Amber Rudd says the Joint Terrorism Analyst Centre has decided the terror threat level shouldn't be changed.
JTAC have assessed that this level of threat should remain at critical while the operation continues. The military are continuing to support the police under Operation Tempora.
Jeremy Corbyn says the war on terror isn't working. In the Labour leader's first speech since Monday's suicide bombing in Manchester, he says there is a clear link between British foreign policy and terrorism.
Many experts, including professionals in our intelligence and security services, have pointed out the connections between wars that we've been involved in or supported and fought in other countries, such as Libya, and terrorism here at home.
He's called for a more intelligent way of combating terrorism, but critics say he's using the Manchester attack to make political gains. 23 people have been killed in Egypt after an attack on Coptic Christians. 25 were also wounded when a man opened fire on a bus south of Cairo. A man who planted a homemade bomb on a busy tube train has been jailed for 15 years. 20-year-old Damon Smith, who has autism, packed the device with gunpowder and metal ball bearings, but the timer failed last October. And police are trying to solve the mystery of who made an SOS message out of rocks in a remote part of Western Australia. It was spotted by a pilot flying over the Kimberley area of Swift Bay. Investigators say the message could have been there for years.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny and hot for most of us today. The risk of thunder showers in the west of Northern Ireland this afternoon. And today's highs, 27 degrees Celsius.
Thank you, Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott there with the news and the weather. And now here's Toby.
Silly Gillies.
Silly Gilly. Why are we calling him that?
No, I called him it earlier in the office today and he took umbrage at it.
Oh, fine, so let's carry on. Silly Gilly is with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis.
Silly.
West Ham have signed Manchester City right-back Pablo Zabaleta.
Manchester City.
The Austin time was available on a free after the Citizens confirmed he'd be released at the end of the season. He's penned a two-year contract. Manchester United fullback Antonio Valencia has signed a new two-year contract at the club. He'll stay there until 2019 and there's an option of an extra year. Arsenal defender Per Mertesacker says the players are ignoring speculation over manager Arsene Wenger's future ahead of tomorrow's FA Cup final. Wenger's contract is up at the end of the season and we still don't know if he'll sign a new one, but Mertesacker's just focusing on the game.
First of all, we are lucky to have him here.
And that was always my mindset when I came here. But short term, we're just thrilled to be together in that final with our manager.
And Andy Murray will only have to face a maximum of one of favourite Rafa Nadal and world number two Novak Djokovic if he's to win a maiden French Open tennis title. They're in the other half of the draw from Britain's world number one, meaning he could only play either of them if he reaches the final. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Toby there, Toby Silly, with the pre-recorded sport. He'll be back with more pre-recorded sport as the afternoon wears on. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're doing a Friday. Don't forget live music on the way in the in the programme. It'd be certainly before the programme finishes, before 4 o'clock, where we will take over our sister station Virgin Radio's session space. We, instead of inviting a world-straddling rock band to play in there, we'll go and drag a busker in off the streets to get them to perform as part of our busker sessions. That's coming because it's a Friday. Also, a man will be in a lift reading out the hates from the haters. We get hate via text and Twitter, of course. People who hate me and hate this show, we don't ignore it. We give it to a man called Con. He reads it all out from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's Con descending. It's coming. It's on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. Yes, well, I just said that, and so did that bit of production. So, well, without any more ado, let's talk about, another big story. So, what else do we know? I'll tell you what else we know today. We know that Katie Hopkins has left the radio station LBC with immediate effect. And that's very much the immediate effect of putting out a tweet casually calling for a Muslim genocide. Another controversial tweet this week came from the preposterously mustachioed comedian Rufus Hound. He's the one who looks like either Hale or Pace from Hale and Pace. He suggested that the horrific events in Manchester on Monday could have been deliberately orchestrated by the Conservative Party as a false flag attack. The notion that a government or ruling power carries out an atrocity, blames someone else for it in order to gain votes / popularity / power, all three. Rufus suggested on Twitter that this was a possibility, likening it to the burning of the Reichstag, which some believe the Nazis did themselves in order to blame, then carry out a move against communists, of course. Tweeting. Sticking your thoughts on social media. Now, if you have any kind of public profile, that can be a dangerous business. Free speech, not so much. It's good to be liberal, goes an argument, but not so much, perhaps, if your, by definition, liberal ideas are going to upset, well, liberals. So what, if any, are the rules to this, and how careful should we be? Well, Sarah, I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to try it anyway. Tomaszewska, is that right, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you didn't sound convinced, but I mean, let's go with it anyway. You're the CEO of a little media bureau. That's right, isn't it? Sarah, what you're talking about? I mean, you know, we've had this Katie Hopkins thing. We've had the Rufus Hound thing. It's, of course, the tip of this social media and then people getting in trouble for it iceberg. We live in a different world now. People should be aware of this stuff, right?
Yes, definitely. Social media is getting bigger and bigger, and it's really important that people understand what they can post and what they definitely shouldn't.
So who polices that? I mean, this is often the case of, I mean, this is, you know, Katie Hopkins, as we know, sort of makes a living, really, tweeting sort of this semi-inflammatory stuff out. You know, the argument is she knows what she's doing. It's part of a sort of career path. Rufus Hound, on the other hand, a comedian, makes a comment on social media that he stood by it initially. He did apologise, but he stood by it. And it's, there's no one sort of policing that, though, is there? It's not like broadcasting where someone is technically watching our every move. This is just out there and to the public straight away.
Yes, that's the thing. Well, that could be a problem. On one hand, it's great because, you know, it allows free speech and people can share whatever they like. But on the other hand, they need to be aware that whatever they say can have consequences.
And it's like the nowadays you sort of get papers picking up. I mean, I fell foul of this myself. I'm going to, you know, stick my head out here. And I tweeted something back last October about something to do with the BBC Anyway, but as a consequence, within a week, I found myself on the front of the Mail on Sunday about it, Sarah.
And, wow.
And I know, exactly. And, it was sort of a small two-line tweet. And you sort of go, well, I wasn't expecting that. But, I'm naive. I should have been expecting that, shouldn't I? And that's, I guess, the message now.
I guess you'll always upset some people. If you're a public figure, there will be always someone who will be upset by whatever you post.
Yeah.
But if you still stand by it, and if there is nothing offensive, and you're not rude to anyone, and obviously if you're not breaking the law, I think that's fine.
So what's the message then to people? And of course, we were then sort of vaguely there talking about, Rufus and KG Hopkins. But this happens to people in all walks of life, doesn't it? Famous incident of that woman who had a job. She was worked for a company. She tweeted something. She was going to Africa. She tweeted something. I'm not even going to repeat it because it's quite offensive what she did tweet.
Oh, dear.
But she got on a plane, and by the time she got off the plane, because of the backlash on social media, and even though she was out of touch on the plane, she'd been fired from her job. And this is easy. This week, Nick Harrington, he's a councillor in Warwickshire. He was watching Eurovision, and he tweeted, "Thanks, Ireland. You can keep your swear word, gypsies." Yes, I know. And he's a councillor, and he didn't think, presumably. And then all of a sudden, of course, he's had to resign. So, what my question is, why don't people think now?
I think because social media is such a spontaneous thing, people just post whatever they like. They don't think about that actually someone is watching. But actually, it's really serious because you can offend someone and you can lose your job effectively. Social media is never private. Whatever you post online will be there forever. So really need to remember that.
That's it, and deleting tweets doesn't count. I mean, the Katie Hopkins situation, no. Of course, she tweeted about... She used the phrase "final solution." This was after those attacks in Manchester on Monday. Deleted that tweet and changed it to something else. And yet, of course, that's already screen-grabbed. It's already out there. Now, what's happened, of course, with her, and this is the news today, that Katie Hopkins has left LBC with immediate effect. Now, there was a... you've probably seen this, Sarah. There was a the statement said that Katie Hopkins and LBC have agreed that Katie Hopkins should leave LBC, which is one of those conversations that just goes, "You're fired. I agree that I am fired." that's more or less how that had to go. But what's happened there is, and let's be clear about this, Katie Hopkins, to use that specific example, as I say, her job is to be a bit incendiary in that way. Okay, that's what she does. She makes money out of being that sort of mouthpiece. What's clearly happened here is, while she may well be getting the listeners in on LBC for her show, the managing director of LBC has had to get involved because people were tweeting him personally, the sort of founder of the company, of Global Media, who own it. A guy called Ashley Tabor, and he's got involved because, of course, what's happened is that people are starting, the advertisers will start boycotting the station, and guests might start boycotting invitations from LBC to appear. So these things have wide-reaching consequences, and of course, when it affects money and affects business, that's when people act, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's actually, a bit political in a way, but if you're a public figure... And you need to understand that. Although I understand the free speech, and it's good to be bold sometimes on Twitter and say what you think. But on the other hand, you need to understand that if you can't say something on air, you shouldn't say that on Twitter
because it's technically broadcasting anyway. But the rules are the rules are different. And let's very quickly talk about that idea of free speech, because there is the other side of the argument, of course, is saying that, well, hang on, and Katie Hopkins has her followers and so on. People are saying, well, hang on, she should be allowed to say what she likes, shouldn't she? We live in a time of free speech. And, so what if you're offended by what she says? You don't have the right to be offended. Who cares that you're offended? Offence is subjective. So why do we take offence so much? Why do we live in this culture of offence? Is that the same, Sarah, in the fact that people can respond quickly, oh, I'm so offended by something, very quickly because of social media, and that's why we now have this culture?
I think so. I think you're right. And that's why I see a problem about social media, because everyone can comment and everyone can share their thoughts on it. It becomes much bigger than it normally would. So I think because people react to it so fast, I mean, they can repost it and automatically her tweet probably reach millions of people, it becomes actually a huge problem. If there was something she said and no one's seen it, then no one would fire her.
Yeah. And it's a case of people just apologising now as well. People do a thing and then, you know, the next news story is so-and-so apologises for thing. And it's just kind of an endless cycle. And I suppose it's social media to blame for. Listen, we're running, slightly running out of time there. Sarah, thank you so much for talking to us about that. So that's the you know, the interesting sort of, some would say obvious, but actually it's not obvious because people keep doing it, don't they? So Katie Hopkins, we learn, has left LBC. She's agreed that she's been fired because of that tweet that she put out, and there are arguments on both sides. Should she be allowed to say what she likes? Should she not? But of course, the moment it starts affecting someone's income, someone's business, which is the company she works for, which is a huge media conglomerate, then of course they're going to get rid of her because it's going to affect their income stream. So that kind of makes sense. So not only, you know, she's sort of doing her job in a way, doing the Katie Hopkins thing, but of course once it starts affecting the money of the company she works for, they're naturally going to get rid of her. Okay, well, interesting. If you want to use social media, here's ours, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word anything. I thought you were going to do the number first.
Well, I did it that way around because of the social media.
Yeah, but you should have warned me.
All right, I'll do it properly. You ready?
Okay.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with something offensive that will get you fired.
Thank you very much indeed. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Next, it's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Countdown to the election on Talk Radio.
At Argos, this bank holiday, get great deals on barbecues. And an extra 25% off furniture when you spend over £200 with code FERN25. Plus, get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Offers end 6th of June. Voucher off ends 3rd of June. Excludes gift card purchases.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £112 million jackpot. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
My thing? My abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing? It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business. But where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire on the M56 westbound, there's a lane closed and stop-start traffic due to caravan fire between 11 for Preston Brook and 12 for Runcorn. On the M6 northbound, there's queuing traffic and again a lane blocked due to a broken down car between 16 for Crewe and 17 for Sandbach. In Derby, the A38 southbound is blocked with stationary traffic due to an accident with a caravan before the A61 Alfreton Road for the Little Eaton Island, with congestion back to the Derby Road. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Stock up on all your family essentials with this week's XXL range from Lidl. Get multi-pack pizzas with a variety of toppings from only £2.39 and a pack of 30 MSC certified fish fingers for just £2.29. See the full XXL range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability while stocks last, NMA vary, selected stores.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes and you are listening to the radio. And, well, you know, we've been doing this show now for, well, since 1 o'clock. And we've been doing that every single day this week. And what's more, we know that you've been listening and hanging on every word of it. And you know what? That means it's time to bring you this week's brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. That's what we do on a Friday. We play you bits of the programme. And then ask you what happened next. It's very simple. To test your brand loyalty. Let's find out who's playing today. Hello, is that Henrietta?
It is, hello.
Hello there, Henrietta. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Well, fine, thank you very much for asking. What do you do, Henrietta?
I'm a waitress in London.
A waitress in London, right, okay. And what do you normally wait? What's the last thing you carried around, Henrietta?
Fish and chips.
Good, strong choice there. Good. Are you ever tempted? I've always wondered this, Henrietta, as a waitress. And, you know, because you work hard, you know, you occasionally feel maybe peckish at work. Are you ever tempted to steal a chip on the way to the table?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, good.
Absolutely. It's always about the leftovers as well.
Oh, you're happy to do leftovers as well?
Yeah.
I mean, that's slightly more unhygienic in a way, isn't it?
Slightly.
But I suppose, you know, you could get a whole meal out of leftovers like that, I suppose, at the end of the end of the day.
Exactly.
Because also, if you keep if you only eat the leftovers of clean-looking people, then I suppose, you know, you're going to be more or less all right.
But on
the way to the table, if you have a chip or something, a couple of chips, all you got to do then is sort of move them around with your hand to cover the space up, and then you're fine, aren't you? Good to go, really.
Yeah, and then just sort of cover it with mushy peas as well. That's fine.
Strong. All right, well, listen, we're gonna play you... you've been listening to the show every day this week. Every single word of it, right, Henrietta?
In the background.
In the background.
In the kitchen, in and out.
Yeah, well, that's the best way in many ways. It sort of wash over you like a soothing balm. what we're going to do, Henrietta, is play you some clips of things that have happened. All you have to do is tell us what happened next for the end of the week quiz. That's it, okay. So we're gonna start with Monday. Let's begin the end of the week quiz. Here we go. Let's start with Monday, which saw the return of our feature where we get people drunk. We don't get people drunk, people just get drunk. And then we go and shove microphones in their faces on a Saturday night and ask them about the week's news. It's the return of Alco Vox Pops. What secrets do you know about Donald Trump?
He wears a wig, he is German, and his wife was a... That's what I know. He's got ginger hair, like me.
I have heard reported that he is Putin's own personal ventriloquist doll. That is probably my biggest secret about Trump.
I heard that he his by the about 10 years ago, and that he's actually a bit of a...
Ah, now. Drunk people there and their opinions on the week's news. I also then asked people what their most embarrassing sex story was, Henrietta. Which of these answers was genuinely given by someone? Was it A, they once copped off with someone in a train toilet joining what they called the Meter High Club? Was it B, their grandma walked in on them losing their virginity? Or was it C, their most embarrassing sex story was that they'd slept with our very own paid intern Cornelius?
I'm going to go with A.
They once copped off of someone in a train toilet. Let's find out the answer.
A couple in Barnsley have been caught having sex in the street. Tell us any embarrassing sex story.
I lost my virginity and my grandma walked in. And that's not a joke. She walked in and I was trying my best, not disappointed, but it's probably, to be fair, the girl was probably happy, but my grandma walked in on my moment.
There we go. I'm afraid it was B.
My God.
Grandma walked in on a moment. All right, here's question two. See how you do with this. On Wednesday, Victoria, ordinarily she reads the news, but she was busy with all of the news. So it fell to Cornelius here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
There. To take on the mantle of our regular feature, Bonus News. Here he is reading it very badly indeed.
Common mineral misconceptions could be holding cattle back, John.
What?
Purina Animal Nutrition have debunked four cattle mineral misconceptions.
Do you know, I didn't know there were cattle mineral misconceptions. I have.
You didn't know about the big four myths?
I have never been awake at night thinking, oh my goodness, what about the cattle mineral misconceptions? Ah, but what then did Cornelius go on to badly say? That the most common mineral myth thought of... What? What did Cornelius...
Stop reading badly.
Well, stop writing badly. What did Cornelius say was the most common mineral myth thought of by racists? Was it A, we don't need mineral in our area? Was it B, the most important aspect is the colour of the mineral? Or C, certain groups of mineral commit more crimes than others? Which of those was it?
I'm going to go with C.
Certain groups of mineral commit. Let's find out.
Myth Thor, and this is the most common mineral myth amongst racists, which is we don't need mineral in our area.
Oh, it wasn't. It was A. Henrietta, you see, you're listening. You're walking in and out of a kitchen, eating other people's chips. Is not paying off for you, is it?
Here,
no. It requires close listening. Here's your final question. Yesterday, the radio legend Tommy Boyd joined in our quiz about radio. Not legend, Paul Ross, in our quiz. Paul Ross, master. Film that's not done very well at the box office news now. And a film that's not done very well at the box office is, of course, the new film that's not done very well at the box office, Paul Ross, Legend of the Sword. It tells the story of talk radio full set breakfast presenter and one true king, Paul Ross, who must seek his destiny by pulling a microphone out of talk radio travel presenter Jarena Adams. It is spoken that only he who can successfully remove the broadcast tool from the occasional afternoon traffic broadcaster can become full set talk radio breakfast presenter and one true king. But when fate intervenes, Paul Ross must undertake a journey. A journey that takes him from interviewing former stars of Holby City to the dense foliage of a roundabout just outside Maidenhead. But is Paul Ross the one true former host of ITV's Big City? He puts his hands on the shaft of the microphone and a foot on Jarena Adams and begins to pull. But Paul Ross, Legend of the Sword, isn't the only radio-based fantasy film. Tommy, name the other one for me. Right, so what was the correct answer to that? What was the other well-known radio-based fantasy film? The correct answer, Henrietta, was it A, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Julia Hartley Brewer? Was it B, Dr. Pam's Labyrinth? Or was it C, Spirited Away, The Mysterious Story of Hardeep Singh Kohli? Which of those was it?
I'm going to go with A.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Julia Hartley Brewer. Let's find out if you're right.
This one's fairly easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Julia Hartley one, surely.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yes.
Is the right answer,
yeah.
Tommy Boyd. Of course
Thank
it is.
You.
There we go. Henrietta,
Yay!
You got the correct answer there, finally, along with Tommy Boyd. So you scored... Well, we'll go to Cornelius for the scores. Cornelius?
Yes?
What was Henrietta's score?
Twice.
What?
Two.
No, she got one.
No, she got the first one right,
no,
didn't she?
No, she didn't.
Once.
Right, good. Well done. Glad you were paying attention as well. So, very good. Well, Henrietta, congratulations, you got one.
Thank you.
Thank you, though. keep it on in the background, Henrietta.
I will. Thank you very much.
Oh, welcome. Henrietta there, waitress. She played the end of the week quiz.
Looking back over my...
She looked back over the shoulder of the week, just not very well. There it is. Okay, then, in the next half an hour of the programme, we'll be bringing you work experience punditry. Of course we will. Our work experience, Sasha, will be here to preview the films for you for the weekend. 3 o'clock, it's the big debate at 3, of course. Later, a man called Con will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets as that lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. And we've got live music as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform for us in the Virgin Radio session studio that we've stolen for the afternoon. It's the Busker Sessions on Talk Radio. All on the way between now and 4 o'clock, taking you into the bank holiday weekend.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio.
At just after 2:30, here's Pete with the news.
Thank you. Jeremy Corbyn's been criticised for linking terrorist attacks in the UK to the country's foreign policies. In the Labour leader's first speech since the attack in Manchester on Monday, he said the war on terror has failed. Lib Dem leader Tim Farron says politicians shouldn't be pointing the finger and should instead be coming together.
For Conservatives, we must never give terrorists an excuse. The reality is that 9/11 happened before the war on terror began. And what we must remember is that these evil people will find any recruiting sergeant, any excuse to exercise their evil activities.
An independent review of the Labour and Conservative general election manifestos is heavily critical of both parties' spending plans. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says Jeremy Corbyn's party might not raise anything like the £49 billion it hopes to get from putting up taxes on corporations and high earners. The Institute's deputy director, Carl Emerson, is also critical of Tory plans.
For Conservatives, the big risk is that after 7 years of austerity, they would not be able to deliver the promised spending cuts, either at all, or at least not without serious damage to the quality of our public services. Their tight immigration targets, in addition, would, if they actually delivered them, also damage the economy.
Counter-terrorism detectives say the eight men in custody in connection with the Manchester bombing are aged between 18 and 38. Officers are investigating a possible network after Monday's atrocity that killed 22 people. New raids have been carried out in Moss Side in Manchester and at a pizza shop in St Helens in Merseyside. And a man who planted a homemade bomb on a busy tube train in London has been jailed for 15 years. Damon Smith packed a rucksack with explosives last October and left it in a carriage, timed to go off within minutes. The driver raised the alarm after it was handed in as lost property. Today's weather, sunny and hot for most of us. A risk of thundershowers in the west of Northern Ireland this afternoon. And today's high is 27 degrees Celsius. There's more news in half an hour.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we'll be looking at the place where hard science and pure paranormality meet face to face. We'll have medium Lee Wybird taking your calls, plus we'll be visiting the Haunted Hospital.
Unplug from the Matrix, open your third eye, and listen to The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
By the way, in case you were wondering when Pete Abbott was reading the news there, and then he introduced like newsreaders do, sort of led into a clip of somebody talking. You might have spotted that there was like a big gap sort of before anyone started talking. Now, ordinarily, you blame that round these parts anyway. You blame that on a technical error, wouldn't you? You'd sort of go, oh, well, the desk's frozen up, the computer doesn't work again. Paul Ross has poured coffee into the whole studio and broken it again. But there's a more human explanation for this one. So let's bring in Chloe, who's pressing the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Hello, John.
Hi, Chloe. So the reason that nothing happened and there was some silence was because you were distracted by an ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Yeah. There it is. Oh, ice cream. Yeah. What sort of ice cream is it that you were distracted by?
It's a fruit pastel lolly.
Well, the lollies are available.
Exactly. We've all got one.
Yeah.
I haven't got one.
I don't know if there's a joke on the stick, though. We'll find out.
Well, you'd know, because the bit sticking out the bottom.
No.
Oh, there you go. There it is. Yeah, good, good. Anyway, I just thought I'd explain that, you know, how professional national radio works.
We are professionals, because we haven't given you one, because you have to talk.
Yeah, all right. This one's distracted. Well, hang on, you're talking. You're lollying your gob.
Yeah, but I don't need to talk, really. Mm. Talk. Do talking.
I'm taking a stand. Anyway, Chloe, weren't you once distracted by a banana, Chloe?
No.
All right.
She was.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. Yeah. Not at work. So it was in a different story entirely. But anyway, now look, Sasha's here.
Hello.
And she's got a lolly as well.
I do. I'm going to multitask.
Okay. And she's going to review films for us because it's time for today's work experience punditry. Films.
That is what we bring you. Today is a Friday, so of course we will be rounding up films for your weekend. Now, Work Experience Punditry, if you're a regular listener, you'll know, is where we drag our work experience into the studio rather than leave them, you know, floundering around in the office doing the Talk Radio Work Experience duties of photocopying, making the tea and being punched full in the face by Julia Hartley Brewer. Instead, no, microphone time. And as I say, Sasha's here, she's got films. Where are we starting, Sasha?
Let's start with the new release, which is Pirates of the Caribbean, Salazar's Revenge.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What number's this?
5.
Oh, God. Do we have a clip?
I believe so.
I'm going to take a wild guess. Pirates of the Caribbean 5, whatever it's called.
How would you like to die, pirate? Hanging? Firing squad? Or a new invention? The guillotine.
Guillotine? Sounds French. I love the French. Did you know that they invented mayonnaise?
How bad could it be? It's French, eh?
Oh, that bad. Ah, tis me mind.
Here's an idea. Ooh, why don't we try a good old-fashioned stoning, eh? I'd kill to be stoned right now. Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it? I should like to speak to Victor and disembowelment. I should like to speak to Victor. Pardon me, I'm not one to complain normally, but this basket's full of heads.
Right. It's called Dead Men Tell No Tales, not Salazar's Revenge. I've just looked.
No, there are two names, apparently.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Explain this. We need to know why. Why are there two names?
I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, sometimes America likes to have a different name than
the
UK.
Like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Is what they call it in America.
What, they call Pirates of the Caribbean 5 Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone? I mean, that's just confusing to audiences.
No.
That's a stupid thing to do.
No, you've misunderstood.
I remember the Harry Potter one, but that was because they didn't want to promote sorcery or something, so they called it Philosopher.
No, that can't be true.
Because that's what we call it.
Yeah,
what?
We called it Philosopher's Stone. They called it Sorcerer's Stone. Well, what? They didn't want to promote philosophy.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
In America.
Yeah, that's satanic, satanic bloody you know, thing.
Right-minded
philosophy.
Thinking. Yeah. No, we can't have
imagine
this
that.
Here.
All right, so it's called Two Things.
Two Things, yeah.
Right.
Why not?
Why not, indeed?
What's your favourite version?
I like Dead Men Tell No Tales.
No, I like Salad Bar Revenge. They don't. Yeah, that's why they had to change it in America. Salad Bar Revenge. Yeah. They didn't like that one either.
If you have too many of those bacon bits, spend all day on the toilet. Anyway, so is it any good?
Yeah, it is. It's a return to form, I'd say.
Really? Because it's not a very high bar form, because they're rubbish, these films.
No, but the first one was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. In fact, it was Oscar nominated.
For what?
I'm not sure, but it was Oscar nominated.
Best ship or something. Ridiculous.
If that's a category, maybe.
Yeah. I remember the first one, yeah, but they've been law of diminishing returns. They've been pretty appalling since. I mean, almost unwatchably boring.
Yeah, I didn't watch the last one.
Right.
But this one...
What was the last one called?
I don't know. Probably had a few names.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Pirate Harder. I don't know. So this... All right, I don't care, but just tell me the plot of it anyway.
Okay, so there's a Spanish Captain Salazar and his crew, and they are trapped in the Devil's Triangle by Captain Jack Sparrow, played by Johnny Depp, for years and years. And now they're ghosts, and they've just managed to escape.
So they're ghosts?
Yeah.
Right.
I think.
Okay.
Ghost pirates. No, they're ghost pirate catchers. So they've escaped, and they're seeking revenge. So they're trying to find Captain Jack Sparrow, who is a bit down on his luck. He's not on the seas anymore. He's in prison.
Right.
So they're trying to find him. He teams up with, do you remember Will Turner?
Is that Orlando Bloom?
That's Orlando Bloom, his son.
As wooden as a pirate's leg.
His acting?
Yeah. That is what I was talking about. Careful. Yeah. Go on. Yeah, so he's back, is he?
Yeah, well, his son is back, and Orlando Bloom is back as well.
Right.
So his son teams up with Captain Jack. And an astronomer called Carina.
Right.
And they all set out and try and find Poseidon's trident. Because whoever has that controls the seas.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Right.
And that is essentially the plot.
Right. And how has it gone for 4 hours?
It's pretty long.
Yeah. But you liked it.
Yeah, I did. I really liked it.
Wow. Well, what I mean, bearing in mind the other one, what did you like about it? I mean, was it...
It was just very entertaining. The script was a lot better than it has been.
Didn't sound very good from that clip we played, though.
That was funny.
Was it?
That's not the best joke in there, though. There are better jokes.
Right. God for that.
And you have all the great actors about, like Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Rush as Captain Barbosa, if you remember him.
I knew he was in it, yeah.
And Captain Jack's slurred English-Australian accent combination is back.
Yeah. What's I mean, Johnny Depp needs a hit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He hasn't done that well recently. He's had a bit of a tough time of it, but and then did that Lone Ranger film that was terrible.
I didn't see that one.
Well,
yeah, his personal life's not so.
Yeah, well, that doesn't necessarily affect his work life, but he is in need of a hit. But it's a bit. I just bored of Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know. It's like Transformers. Really, there's a new one of those coming out. What they should do is combine the two franchises
for a super.
Yeah,
franchise.
So robots, great big high robots versus pirates.
Yeah, they could do. But honestly, this one, as I said, it's a return to form.
Right.
So I would go and see it if I were you.
Right. That's your, that is your recommendation for the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how's that today?
Right.
I mean, it is very sunny, so maybe not. But next week, when it starts to rain again.
Film reviews, everyone. all right, okay. Well, we're going to take traffic and travel and stuff in a minute. So, just what are you teasing us with next?
Philomena.
All right, that's coming. That's Sasha. She's eating a lolly and also reviewing films for us. Work experience dragged in here, given real world work experience. That's what they're here for. Giving them a step up onto the rung of the media ladder is what we tell them. The truth is they're free. We don't have to pay them, and we don't have any budget. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, Lego Batman. Did you know that you can join Sky TV from £22 a month and enjoy big screen drama exclusively on Sky Atlantic?
Go on, I'm listening.
And you'll still get all your Freeview favourites.
Oh, I love it. Keep going.
What's more, new and existing Sky TV customers can also add the UK's lowest price fibre for £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental. And the total setup fee is £39.95.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It is, isn't it? Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. Lowest price over 18 months. New 18-month contracts. Sky fibre areas only. 25 gig usage cap. Terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Introducing the new Raspberry Ripple Iced Cooler. Cool and refreshing with a sweet raspberry flavour swirl. Then enjoy. Sun out, barbecue lit, flip-flops on, friends round, frisbee lost and temperature up until sundown. It's a quick burst of summer for only £1.99. The McCafe Iced range at McDonald's. Served until the 3rd of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M40 heading towards London, there's two lanes blocked due to an overturned caravan between junction 5 for the A40 and 4 for High Wycombe. Very slow traffic there. North Yorkshire, the M62 eastbound, two lanes closed and stop-start traffic due to multi-vehicle accident between 34 for Selby and 35 for Langham. In the West Midlands, the M5 northbound, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident off junction 2 for Albury, and in Gloucestershire, the M50 eastbound, entry slip road closed due to a broken-down vehicle at junction 1 for Tewkesbury. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Stock up on all your family essentials with this week's XXL range from Lidl. Get multi-pack pizzas with a variety of toppings from only £2.39. and a pack of 30 MSC certified fish fingers for just £2.29. See the full XXL range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability while stocks last, NMA vary, selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Paul Ross Full Set Election Breakfast on Talk Radio.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage.
It's the public will. This is a democracy.
From Brexit to the budget, immigration to education. Better call Paul and get your voice heard.
A push for time. Can you sum it up in a word?
No.
Join the conversation party. The Paul Ross Full Set Election Breakfast.
Going to the country.
Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, we've been doing a lot of talking this afternoon about news, funnily enough. There's a lot of it. Earlier on, we were talking about Jeremy Corbyn's speech that he did this morning, suggesting that the UK's foreign policy could be responsible for domestic terror attacks here in the UK. He's been condemned and criticised by the Tories, saying the timing of his speech was crass and insensitive. Also, Katie Hopkins has been fired from LBC. The statement from LBC was that they'd come to an agreement. LBC and Katie Hopkins have come to an agreement that she will stop being on LBC with immediate effect. That agreement probably went something along the lines of, you're fired. I agree that you've said I'm fired. So that's all in the news. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, many people can't. We get letters, don't we, telling us as much.
Oh, hundreds of letters.
Hundreds of letters, just in the letter bag, just saying that people can't get their head around it. But it's all right, because we're here to help, and that's why people write to us. They say, but John, how on earth could you help me get my head around the news? And the answer is, of course, Japanese poetry. It's obvious. You take the news and you subject it to short form oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Star Wars toy bought for $21,000 by man who has too much money.
The news in haikus. So then, work experience punditry. Sasha's with us. We're talking films for the weekend. Do you want to go and see a film of the weekend? Probably not. It's too sunny, isn't it? But if you did, what would you go and see? Would you go and see Pirates of the Caribbean 76, or whatever it's called, on darker ships? Or what's it called?
Salazar's Revenge.
All right. Or Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah,
anyway, Pirates of the Caribbean 5... subtitle, there it is. Sasha very much liked it, though. I probably will never see it. But now we talk what? TV, streaming, what are we talking now?
We're talking TV.
Go on then.
So, Philomena.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I've seen it.
Yeah, did you like it?
I thought it was an excellent film.
Me too. It's a very good film.
Yeah.
So, it stars Dame Judi Dench.
Yes.
And Steve Coogan, and it's a true story about Martin Sixsmith.
Yep.
Who has been fired as his job as a spin doctor.
Yeah.
Then an encounter at a party leads him to Philomena Lee, who, there are flashbacks that show us that as a young lady she got pregnant, she was abandoned by her family and had to live in a convent where the nuns took away her baby, who was then forcibly adopted against her will. And then this is 50 years later, and she's only just now telling her story. And they go on a journey to try and find her son. To Ireland, to America.
Philomena, here's a clip of it.
Martin. This man looks just like you.
It is me. Michael Hess. I met him.
Where?
At the White House.
You God.
About 10 years ago when I was with the BBC.
What was he like?
I can't remember. It was a Republican thing.
You must remember something.
Well, he was by the door when we went. I shook hands with him.
Well, what kind of a handshake did he have?
It was firm. I mean, I would remember if he'd had a weak handshake. You don't get to that position with a weak handshake.
No, so he had a firm handshake. What else?
He was smart.
Oh, I always kept him smart. And did you remember anything he said?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
He might have been high.
Hello.
He was polite.
Well, no, well, he was smart and he had a firm handshake.
He said hello.
And he said hello. Nice. Hello.
He was polite.
Oh, Martin.
It's a great film. Isn't
it's
it?
A really good film.
Steve Coogan, as you say, and Steve Coogan, I think, wrote it with Jeff Pope.
Yeah, and he produced it.
And they got Oscar nominated for it.
And BAFTA and Golden Globe, I think, as well.
But it's a true story, as you say, and very moving film, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really sad, but I didn't expect that it would actually be so funny.
Yeah.
There are some really great fun moments in it.
Yeah. I mean, were you aware of the story already, or was
no,
this your first?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I love Steve Coogan, so I've watched a lot of his stuff, and that's how I found out about it.
It was an interesting departure for Steve Coogan in a way, because, you know, Steve Coogan sort of, with the best will in the world, lightweight roles, really. You know, Night at the Museum he's been in, hasn't he? And one of them, anyway. Night at the Museum, Salazar's Revenge. and he's done sort of, you know, the odd sort of comedy appearance here in films and so on and so forth. But in terms of a serious sort of serious acting role, as you say, laced with humour, but... I interviewed him when the film came out.
Really?
And I remember talking to him about that, and he was saying it was a sort of deliberate move to sort of try and, alter the perception of him. It didn't work, obviously. He's not done anything like that since. But, you know, he then went and did it Alpha Papa. I was particularly touched by it as a story. I was adopted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, well, there's no reason why you would.
That's
they haven't made a film about mine.
One day.
Yeah,
talk
it's
to
only,
Steve.
It's only a matter of time. But so I found it quite interesting because I was like 4 weeks old, so I don't remember anything about it or anything clearly. But it was obviously that whole adoption was of a time and stuff. And even when I was adopted, which was, you know, the sort of early 70s or just the turn of the decade. And the Philomena story goes back even further. But it was sort of almost normal then. If you got pregnant at a young age and your family sort of disowned you, then that was the only option open to you.
Yeah, and apparently there are thousands of women still looking for their sons and daughters that were taken away from them when they got pregnant too early.
Yeah.
They mentioned, I think, a 14-year-old. And... yeah, it's really, really sad.
Yeah, and the whole religious aspect to that story as well, of course, is that culture in Ireland at the time of taking babies away from their mothers and then, you know, just sort of spiriting them away.
Yeah.
In many ways. And it's quite critical of Catholicism, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It very much paints the nuns as the ones that didn't allow the two to reconnect as well.
When's it on?
When's it on? Mm. Oh, it's on iPlayer at the moment.
Oh, there you go. All right, so you want to watch Philomena. And if you haven't seen it honestly, it is a stunning film. It's well recommended by one and all around here. Very quickly, where are we ending up on?
We're going to end...
Where are we ending
with
up on? Let's leave it a sentence, but anyway.
Shrek.
Yes.
Yes.
Shrek.
Which one?
The first one.
Shrek 5.
I don't think there is Shrek 5.
Dead ogres tell no tales. Probably.
Yeah, it's newly released on Netflix.
Right.
Which is the new DVD release.
Okay. Whatever. Right, so but I mean we know about Shrek.
It's brilliant.
It's amazing. Should I do a little plot outline?
Yeah.
Because I'd forgotten bits of it.
Go on then.
So do you remember the beginning? Lord Farquaad, the evil Lord Farquaad, is rounding up all the fairy tale creatures and imprisoning them. I'd forgotten about that
yeah, as well. Yeah.
That's is that the first one?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I might watch Shrek tonight.
Oh, we got a clip of Shrek? Yeah, we got
Yes!
We got a clip of Shrek.
Hey, can you tell my future from these stars?
Well, the stars don't tell the future, Donkey. They tell stories. Look, there's Bloodnut, the flatulent. You can guess what he's famous for.
All right, now I know you're making this up.
No, look, there he is, and there's the group of hunters running away from his stench.
Man, that ain't nothing but a bunch of little dots.
You know, Donkey, sometimes things are more than they appear. Well, at least we know where the princess is. But where's the...
Dragon!
I need to talk to you.
Oh, now you want to talk? Well, it's a little late for that, so if you'll excuse me...
But you can't marry him.
And why not?
course you're a girl dragon, because you're just reeking of feminine beauty.
That explains a lot.
Bits of Shrek there. Now the sequels, we talked about sequels earlier, Pirates of the Caribbean, rubbish sequels. Shrek sequels were all right, weren't they, actually?
Yeah, the second
Shrek 2 is the best one.
Yeah.
Where are we up to? Is it four?
Went to four, and then there were some little shorts of it, which weren't as good. Like, you know, past Shrek the Third, still all right.
Dodgy territory.
You know, the first two are the best, with the second being the very best.
But everyone's kind of seen it. But it's worth watching again, is what you're saying.
Oh, it is. And I've realised it is really a film that challenges stereotypes. It's not your conventional hero. She's not your conventional princess lady in distress. It's brilliant.
Ahead of its time.
It's a film for our times.
There we go. You heard it from Sasha, yeah. But then again, she also likes Pirates of the Caribbean 5, so her opinion is worthless. Sasha, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Work experience Sasha there, bringing you film roundup for the weekend. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of it, we'll bring you the big debate just after 3 o'clock. A man called Con, hello Con.
Hello everyone.
Will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building. From that lift, he will be reading out the texts from the haters and the trolls. It's a feature we call Con Descending. And we'll bring you live music in the last half an hour of the programme as we drag another busker in off the streets to perform for us live at Microphone Point in the Virgin Radio Session Studio that we've commandeered for the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. News is coming next with Pete. I'm John Hedges.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Up to the minute breaking news and instant reaction on the radio station that's got everyone talking.
You might very well think that. You know I couldn't possibly comment.
Talk Radio.
Let's not wait any longer. The Wickes 50% off kitchen unit showroom sale is now on. Plus, there's up to 3 years interest-free credit on qualifying showroom kitchen purchases. Offers end 29th of May. Wickes. Let's do it right. Credit subject to status. 0% APR representative deposit required. Conditions and exclusions apply. See wix.co.uk. Wix acts as a credit broker and offers credit provided exclusively by Hitachi Capital UK PLC. Each authorised and regulated by the FCA.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
By myself, don't wanna be.
I'm back, Mr. Alexander.
Back? What? Didn't even know you'd gone. Movies are better with two, which is why only comparesamarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
At Argos, this bank holiday, get great deals on barbecues. And an extra 25% off furniture when you spend over £200 with code FERN25. Plus, get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Offers end 6th of June. Voucher off ends 3rd of June. Excludes gift card purchases.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Pete with the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Corbyn criticised over foreign policy speech. Details emerge on Manchester arrests and Trump's son-in-law under investigation.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary has attacked Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, calling his remarks about terrorism monstrous. Mr Corbyn has relaunched his party's general election campaign by claiming the war on terror has failed. But Boris Johnson says it's extraordinary that anyone should seek to justify attacks like the one in Manchester on Monday.
Now is not the time to do anything to subtract from the fundamental responsibility of those individuals, that individual in particular, who committed this atrocity. And I think it is absolutely monstrous that anybody should seek to do so.
Theresa May is asking other world leaders to join her efforts to push technology companies to do more to combat extremist ideology online. The Prime Minister is in Sicily for a G7 summit where she'll chair a meeting on counter-terrorism. She's already met the new French President Emmanuel Macron this morning. He promised his country will do everything it can in the aftermath of the Manchester bombing. We now know that 8 men being questioned in connection with the attack are all suspected of terror offences. They're aged between 18 and 38 and were arrested in the city in Wigan and Nuneaton. Sir Cliff Richard has settled a legal fight with South Yorkshire Police after he was named as a suspect sex offender. The singer sued the force and the BBC after officers searched his home in a raid which was covered on live TV. He always denied the claims and the case was dropped last year. Sir Cliff is still in dispute with the BBC. And reports in the US say the president's son-in-law is being investigated by the FBI over his dealings with Russian officials. Jared Kushner is also one of Donald Trump's senior aides.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny and hot for most of us today. The risk of thunder showers in the west of Northern Ireland this afternoon, and today's high 27 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed, Patabat. They're bringing us the weather and the all-important news live. But now here's Lazy Toby with the sport that he pre-recorded ages ago.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Manchester City fullback Pablo Zabaleta has agreed to join West Ham on a 2-year deal. He'll officially join up on July the 1st after his contract at the Etihad expires. Meanwhile, Manchester United right back Antonio Valencia has signed a new contract at the club. He'll stay until 2019 with an option of an extra year. Chelsea wing back Marcos Alonso is warning Arsenal they'll be better in the FA Cup final than they have been up to the end of the Premier League season. The Blues won the title almost a fortnight ago, and most of the regular first 11 have been rested between then and the end of the season. So Alonso says they're fully fresh and fighting for the Wembley showpiece.
Well, we've been doing well. We are comfortable on the pitch in the last few games. We've been doing well, and I think the team has had a couple of weeks of rest after we win the Premier League, and I think we're ready to kick on Saturday.
And Andy Murray has avoided Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic until the final of the French Open tennis. It means he can only play one of the favourite or world number two in the tournament, but 2015 winner Stan Wawrinka is a possible last four opponent. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much, Toby, even though you can't hear me because you're not actually there because you recorded that in a studio 25 minutes ago. Right, 3 minutes past three. Big debate on the way next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, then, just to remind you, in the last hour, which is what we head into now, into your bank holiday weekend, we will be bringing you live music between 3.30 and 4 as we head down to the Virgin Radio Session Studio to drag a busker in off the streets and shove them on air. Force them to perform at microphone point. Live music, the busker sessions, is what we do on a Friday. And don't forget, there's still time to get your hate in. If you hate me personally or this programme or any of the team, then don't be backwards in coming forwards. Do please let us know exactly what you think. And you could find your hate-fuelled rhetoric being read out by a man called Con in a lift as that lift travels downwards through the building in around 20 minutes' time. It is a feature we call Con Descending. There's still time. 87222, you can start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message just with some hate.
John
some
Holmes.
Hate. Talk Radio.
Right, it's time for the big debate. So as Katie Hopkins is removed from LBC, well, maybe she was on a final warning or something, a bit like that solution that she advocated towards Muslims on Twitter before swiftly deleting it. But is it right to fire someone just because they harbour unpleasant right-wing views? Seemingly not, otherwise Julia Hartley Brewer would be long gone. But actually, you know, given that we do have free speech in this country, should we be worried about being penalised over what we can and seemingly can't say? That's the other side of the argument that's raging this afternoon. So what if Katie Hopkins looks a bit like Julian Clary in a dress? Does it matter? The statement from the radio station itself says this: LBC and Katie Hopkins have agreed that she will leave the radio station immediately. Which, as we've been saying, was a conversation that presumably went, "We're firing you. I agree that you're firing me." Is it because I look like Julian Clary in a dress? No. That would be perfectly acceptable. There's nothing wrong with that. It's actually because of the whole Nazi genocide tweet thing. Or is it? Actually, not really, no. Let's be honest, it's because of a perceived threat from a guest and or advertising boycott for LBC. Global Radio, who own LBC, it's a business, of course. And quite simply, Katie Hopkins is now a threat to the income of that network. Because if advertisers pull out, or guests boycott it, then she's a problem rather than an asset. It didn't matter what she's... They don't really care what she actually said. Let's be honest about it. They don't care, give a toss what she said if she's getting the listeners and the advertisers. But instead, it started to affect the business, clearly, so... Or at least they think it might, following various boycott threats on Twitter. So it's a case of go away. Look, that's showbiz. On the line listening to that is Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Listen, thanks very much for calling in. Now, you've made a little bit of a mistake for a start, let me tell you now, calling in, because I actually said the sentence, of course, LBC and Katie Hopkins have agreed that she will leave the radio station immediately. You've completely misheard that and thought I said the word feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you saying feathers?
Well, I didn't, but as you hear, I understand from our researchers that you are anti-feather. You are against the notion of feathers.
Very much so. I'm against feathers, and I'm against Katie Hopkins. That's another matter.
Right.
No, to be honest, they're just showing off, isn't it?
Feathers?
Yeah, it's showing off. Why are they bothering? Why are they doing that? Peacocks are the worst for it.
Yep. Well,
you wouldn't see me going around some stately homes, you know, in the garden, saying, "Look what I've got up my bum." Wouldn't do that.
Would you not? Would you not? I mean, let's be honest. Let's paint that as a real scenario. Let's think of a stately home. Let's think of a scenario where you, Jeff, might be at a stately home. Say it's a recording, a TV recording of the Antiques Roadshow. That's often done at a stately home. Would you, if you were so inclined, would you not take a family heirloom, Jeff, push it up your bottom and walk up and down in front of Fiona Bruce from Antiques Roadshow, if she's still on that, I don't know, I haven't checked, and saying, "Look at me and look at my bottom," like a sort of rudimentary artifact peacock, Jeff?
No, I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't, because the only thing I was bequeathed was a cactus. That's not going anywhere near my bum.
Right. Let me bring in Valerie on the other line. Good afternoon, Valerie.
Hello, gorgeous.
Valerie, you've called on me, Valerie.
I have, my gorgeous John. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Would you, Valerie, first question, would you put a family heirloom into your rectum and walk up and down in front of TV's Fiona Bruce on the lawn, the manicured lawn of a stately home?
If it's a cactus.
Jeff, you've had your say, Valerie.
I'm just saying.
Hello?
Valerie?
Yes, I did try that myself once, but it got edited out. It didn't make the cut.
No, they don't. Well, that's lots of people
and
turn up
Fiona
to Antiques Roadshow.
Quite red, so
it's an amusing. You know, people turn up to Antiques Roadshow, and what they will do is put family heirlooms in themselves as a joke. But it never makes the TV program. You never see it on the TV.
I used my auntie's antique feather. I mean, she used to collect feathers.
Yeah,
and that's where I've got my fascination for them, really. And she has a collection of feathers. She does have an antiques feather. Which is, you know, it's a very large feather. You know, if we look at the anatomy of a feather, it's basically a stiff shaft with coarse hairs coming out of it.
That's right.
And, you know, I would quite happily insert that into myself, you know, to put on a show for Fiona Bruce.
Yeah, well, and fair enough. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people suggesting on text and Twitter that they do the same. Let me bring it back around the feathers. And, Jeff, you say you're anti it. Now, is this part of your... Because I know you've phoned this radio station before, and we know you're a racist. Is it because you're trying to stop... immigration. Because birds, of course, immigrate, don't they, into this country, right? And if you remove feathers, birds wouldn't be able to fly, and thus they wouldn't be able to fly here, coming over here. That really the crux of it, Jeff? Is it because of your racism?
Yeah, you've painted a lovely picture there. You've painted me completely as I am. I am a racist when it comes to birds because they are showing off, like I said before.
Yeah.
And feathers are, just why? Why bother? Why bother? They come over here every summer.
Yeah.
Just for the rays and that, and then they go away again.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, what is the point?
The thing is, John, Jeff obviously isn't down with feathers.
Down.
But could you imagine a world without feathers? I mean, like I said, I collect feathers, as I said, from various bird species. And, my favourite bird to collect feathers from is the great tit. If I can get my hands on a great tit, I'd pluck it till it's bald.
Right. That's technically theft, isn't it? Really, taking feathers. I mean, it's like Jeff talking about removing feathers from birds, to stop them flying. It's not necessarily the right thing to do. And a feather belongs to a bird, and if you take it away, you are a thief. Let me give you an example. But you remember the program Birds of a Feather? You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, with yes. Leslie mm. Joseph, Linda Robson, Pauline Quirk. Now, all of those were bustards, and the big old birds, weren't they? The three of them. And if you pluck a bustard, what you end up with is, and I didn't know this at all, is bustards are human underneath. We think they're birds, but you take all their feathers away, they're humans.
What's the problem with you tried to pluck Pauline Quirk, there's lots of gentlemen out there would like to give Pauline Quirk a good plucking, but you'd just be able to see all of her plumage.
Well, the thing is the argument is should one, feathers, are they necessary? Right now in Sweden, I don't know whether you've heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden. In Sweden, what they've done is they have rightly thought what flies well, right? Birds, right? And then what they got in Sweden, planes. So what they did in Sweden, they tried to feather planes. They covered their planes in feathers to try and make them fly better, because the argument is, and it's fair enough, isn't it, right? Because at the end of the day, birds are made of feathers and birds fly naturally. Planes are made of metal, right? Don't fly naturally. So if you feather a plane, then it's going to fly better, isn't it? That was the argument. Of course, all that happened, of course, in Sweden was that all of the feathers that they glued to the side of the plane got sucked into the engines and the plane blew up. But, they tried, didn't they? And that's the point.
Was there a problem with the flaps?
The feathers got caught in all parts of the aeroplane, to be fair, right? Flaps, and they tried a multitude of feathers, peacock, bustard.
Unbelievable.
The great tip. All of these feathers went in there. I want to ask you, this is a fair question. Valerie, I'm going to ask you this. Right, you're for feathers, but what if, right, because feathers, the only use of a feather when you plucked it out of a bird, really, is as a quill for writing, okay? What if it's perfectly acceptable, is it not, to get a bald bird, right, and dip its beak in ink and use that to write? Because that's a sharp point like the end of a feather. What's wrong with that, Valerie?
Has the bird been stunned, or is this a live squawking bird?
You'd have to tie the bird has to be made rigid.
Yeah, so it's have to tie to a splint of some kind.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't see an issue with that.
Right.
Obviously, the quill's a better alternative because it's old-fashioned. And I like older things,
Yeah.
But what's Jeff's solution? I mean, what about chickens, Jeff? I'm asking about
Here we go.
If a male chicken walking around without feathers would be a naked cock, and we can't be looking at that on the streets of England, not in this day.
Well, the thing is, you can't. I mean, again, what you're talking about is stealing feathers from birds, right? And again, we all agree that that is the wrong thing to do, right? So to get rid of feathers, you'd have to introduce a ban on feathers, right? And then gradually creep that in, so birds were born featherless, right? You can't just go around taking them. That's the argument, isn't it?
Can I talk to you about the one that really winds me up the most, though, about all these birds and feathers and that?
Yeah, go all right, Jeff. Yeah, go on then.
Go on, then.
Penguin.
Come on.
Penguins. Yeah?
Penguin. What the hell is going on there? They don't even fly. Why have they got them? They're idiots.
But they don't have feathers, necessarily, do they?
I think they do.
They do, yeah, he's right.
Is it?
They do. They use them for swimming, though, don't they? They use them as, like, fins for dynamics.
I thought it was more of a coarse hair.
No, they're feathers. I've touched the penguin when I was in London Zoo. Last time I was there, I haven't been back. But I'm not allowed.
Of course you haven't been back, Jeff, because you're not allowed to go around touching up birds.
Well, I can do what I want on my weird days off, can't I?
Well, not really, no. That's not how it works. Look, our feathers are nothing... This is an interesting point. Our feathers are nothing but bird leaves.
Well, no, not really.
Would you be happy if a bird, like a tree in the autumn, like shed its feathers and was just standing there?
It'd just be feathers all over the floor.
Which wouldn't make you happy either?
No, because it'd get mixed in with the leaves. It'd just be horrible.
All right.
You'd have to get a rake or one of those blower things to collect them up in public areas.
A feather blower.
But then you just have all these naked birds walking around.
Right. Well, look, it's I mean, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to it. I mean, feathers are the arguments on both sides, as we know. Some people fans of feathers. Valerie there, Jeff very much against feathers.
There's
what we can take from it is, of course, that we can all agree that walking up and down in front of Fiona Bruce on a recording of the Antiques Roadshow with a family heirloom in Wadsbottom is acceptable, but it would never make the cut of the programme on BBC One on a Sunday evening. So that's worth remembering.
As I found to my detriment.
Valerie, could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Plumage.
Thank you. Jeff?
Flaps.
Good. Right. Post-Brexit Britain, that's where we live, isn't it? Do we need feathers? I mean, birds of them flock together, don't they? But who wants that in this day and age? We've got watch batteries now and tzatziki. Why do we need feathers? Get in touch with the programme. Let us know what you think. That's what two of our listeners think. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. It's home of the big debate.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The spin, the soapboxing, the swing.
But how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. The money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In May, we've got 125 by 18 millimetre solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £20.95 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have one lane closed, long delays and stop-start traffic due to a caravan fire. That's on the M56 westbound between junction 11 and junction 12. In Leicestershire, we have one lane closed, queuing traffic and long delays. That's due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 northbound. That's between junction 23 and junction 23A. In Warwickshire, we have one lane closed, queuing traffic and long delays due to a fuel spillage in a broken down lorry. That's on the M6 northbound between junction 1 and junction 2. And in the West Midlands, we have queuing traffic due to an earlier accident, a lorry involved on the M5 northbound after junction 2. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
This is the sound of a man who unexpectedly fell into cold water and instinctively is trying to swim hard. This is the sound of the cold water shock making him gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water until he drowns. Whereas this is the sound of a man who fell into cold water and knows how to survive. You have to fight your instinct to swim and just float until the cold water shock has passed and you can control your breathing. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Hello. Yes, I am John Holmes. Now, politics. If you've been following this show throughout its days, you will know that we each day are shining a spotlight on a different constituency as we follow the election around. 13 days to go until the general election. You're probably wondering who to vote for. Well, you've come to the right place, of course, as Talk Radio is the station for general election coverage. We are here to help. But not only that, we are home of the award-winning political editor Cornelius Mendes. Did you write this?
Just read it.
We are home of... Cornelius Mendes is the political editor... No, Cornelius. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Is leaving to take Katie Hopkins' slot on LBC because he is a racist.
No.
All right. Here is our political editor, Cornelius Mendes, zoning in on another constituency. Today... He visits... Oh, by the way, you've got to go out of it. This is a pre-recorded package.
Yeah.
You need to go to the lift, because after that we're doing condescending.
Oh, right.
Off you go. Multitasking political editor Cornelius Mendes now shines his election spotlight on the constituency and the people of Sherwood in Nottingham.
Hello, the people of Sherwood. It's time to steal from the Wikipedia to give to the radio. I am Talk Radio's award-winning political editor, Cornelius Mendes, and consider this a helpful guide as to who you can vote for in this June's general election. And I'm sure you sure would like to listen carefully to today's in-depth report. Of course, Sherwood is most famously known for being a large residential area in the North Nottingham area. From Bilthorpe to Woodborough, local amenities include Boots the Chemist, Lloyd's Pharmacy and a Wilco's. So take a moment to put down that pint of Ruddles in the Wetherspoons at the old tram depot and listen to your choices on the polling card for this June's general election.
Stuart Bestwick for the UK Independence Party.
Stuart is the chairman of the UKIP Gelding branch in Nottinghamshire. He believes it's time the NHS budget was split into clinical and non-clinical. Then we could all see where the money is going. He's tweeted that young people don't need any government to control their future and that they can take control of their own lives without government interference.
Michael Pringle for the Labour Party.
Michael is a county councillor and has been since 2014. He says he will work tirelessly to promote the Ollerton division with its ever-developing town and rural areas. He also believes that a vote for Labour is a vote for the banning of fox hunting.
Morris Findlay for the Green Party.
Morris is a youth worker. He believes in protecting public services and spaces in order to guarantee a strong future for Sherwood. Morris wants to be improving schools and protecting everyone's right to a high standard, free education.
Mark Spencer, for the Conservative Party.
No relation to the shop, Mark Spencer is a former MP and farmer. He believes in extending the Robin Hood line to Edwinstone and Ollerton. Mark also thinks we should put pressure on foreign friends to be robust in the prevention towards the ivory trade.
Becky Thomas, for the Liberal Democrats.
Becky has several years of experience working in primary, secondary and then higher education. She has a teenage daughter who is currently studying for GCSEs, so she believes she's in touch with many issues that young people are facing. Becky also has a desire to see mental health talked about and prioritised, improved pay and environmental issues put on the agenda. So there we have it, people of Sherwood, the choice is yours. Head down to your local polling station, whether it be St John's Community Centre on Mansfield Road, the Leisure Centre Club at City Hospital, or any of the others. Just make sure your vote counts. So pick who you want to go to Westminster and join the band of Merry MPs. When the teacher asked him, who would you be if you could?
Then I play like Robin Hood. Robin Hood. There, the constituency of Sherwood in Nottingham as we make our way around the constituencies of Britain as part of our election spotlight with our political editor, Cornelius Mendes. And speaking of people called Cornelius Mendes who know absolutely nothing and can barely string two words together, now he should be waiting for us in the lift here in the building of Talk Radio as we take the haters' texts and tweets and read them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. In this week's Condescending, yeah, the haters gonna hate. And haters they do. And we positively encourage it. If you hate me personally, or this programme, or any of the team, then be sure to let us know, because you could find your abuse, your online trolling, part of our feature Condescending. So theoretically, Cornelius should be clutching this week's stash of hate and could probably hear me now. Cornelius, are you in the lift? Cornelius, hello in the lift.
Hello. Hello. Yes, here I am, John, outside the lift. I'll walk into it now.
Okay.
This is what I've changed the radio station to. It was on Virgin Radio. I've
been so blue. Oh, what's that? What is that? Don't know why.
It's Chris Country.
Great.
To say that carefully. Let's begin. Hi, John.
Hi.
With the news that LBC have sacked Katie Hopkins, I'm hoping Talk Radio follows suit and sacks you.
Nice.
It was a text that we got in at the start of the show today. Thank you for that. John, you're a hateful, gremlin-faced git, said Sarah on Twitter.
Hi, Sara.
Someone bet me £100 I couldn't listen to a full show. I didn't think it would be that bad. It was. I lost. I didn't last 5 minutes, says Nigel. I honestly can't decide if Con is a character. Can anyone really be that stupid and incompetent? Incompetent? Good idea for a new feature. This is from Anonymous. Is Cass having to be on this show as some sort of community service? No, we have her on the show as community service. Marcus Clayton tweeted, boo at Conmend, we want at Victoria Bourne, hashtag mineral news. Yes. Good. Oh, hi. Do you want to come in? Come on, Knuckles. Oh, okay, that's fine. We're going down. Okay, he doesn't want to, that's fine. You should get rid of John Holmes and give the show to Jarena Adams off of The Travel, is one suggestion from someone. Listening to John Holmes' show on Talk Radio is tantamount to self-harming your own ears, said Martin. This is another text. I hope Katie Hopkins get John Holmes' show on Talk Radio, then it'd be a proper station. And finally, why Roger Moore and not John Holmes? Back to you, John.
Thanks very much indeed there, Cornelius. In the lift with just a few examples of your hate there in the lift. Because the haters gonna hate. So if you, as I say, hate me, the programme, or any of the team, then do let us know. And you'll be featuring next week's Condescending. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter is the Twitter.
Start your message with hurt.
With hate. Righty, the next half an hour of the programme. Live music. Well, bonus news for a start. Vegetable news today. We're bringing you vegetable news. But live music as we drag a busker in from the streets and force them to perform at microphone point as part of our Friday afternoon busker sessions. Live music to take us into the bank holiday. 3:30 now, Talk Radio. Pete's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is facing criticism for suggesting terrorist attacks in the UK are partly provoked by British foreign policy. The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says making the comments so soon after the Manchester bombing is monstrous. The US Secretary of State says the so-called special relationship between his country and the UK will withstand the leaking of information about the Manchester bombing. Photos from the crime scene appeared in an American newspaper this week. Rex Tillerson says the American government will get to the bottom of it.
The president has been very strong in his condemnation and has called for an immediate investigation and prosecution of those who are found to have been responsible for leaking any of this information. We take full responsibility for that and regret that that happened.
Eight people are still being questioned in connection with Monday's attack. Properties in Wigan, St Helens and the Moss Side area of Manchester have all been raided in the last 24 hours. South Yorkshire police have apologised to Sir Cliff Richard and agreed to pay him substantial damages after the singer sued following BBC reports naming him as a suspected sex offender. The singer had taken legal action against the BBC and South Yorkshire police over coverage of a raid at his home in Berkshire in August 2014. And police are trying to solve the mystery of who made an SOS message out of rocks in a remote part of Western Australia. It was spotted by a pilot flying over the Kimberley area of Swift Bay. It's around 300 miles from the nearest city and could only be reached by air. Investigators say the message could have been there for years. Today's weather, sunny and hot for most of us, a risk of thunder showers in the west of Northern Ireland this afternoon, and today's high 27 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. Pete Abbott there with your news. There is more in half an hour. As you rightly point out. Except, of course, being round here, there's actually more now as we bring you today's bonus news. Bonus news, by the way, is because the news is shorter than it used to be. That's why it's there. Bonus news. Makes the time up, doesn't it? Ordinarily, it's done by Victoria, but, you know, she's not here today and Pete's very busy with the news. So today we bring you news read by a man who can't read. It's bonus news. It's vegetable news. Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
I'm going to make you do it again.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been
keeping
handed.
You busy today, aren't we?
Yeah.
Eh?
Not getting a moment's rest,
no,
John.
That's right. All paid. So,
yeah, I've been handed the news stories from the vegetable,
vegetable news
desk.
Vegetable news.
Desk that there is now.
It is an actual desk. Yeah. There's three of them.
It's made of vegetables.
Vegetable news.
A Texan guy gave his girlfriend a lettuce because he thought it was a flower. They've been together just over a year, and the other day, Jamarcus surprised Jalen with a nice bouquet of purple kale. I was sleeping and he woke me up by knocking on the window. I went to go open the door and he had the lettuce in his hand with a big smile. Right. Jalen told Mashable.
That's not a great news story, is it, really? I mean, perhaps he just was buying us some lettuce.
He said, I just started laughing so much after I hugged and kissed him. He didn't know what it was until I told him it was lettuce. My mum was right by the door and she was laughing too, but she also thought it was cute.
Right. She hugged and kissed him for a lettuce?
Yes.
Mm. What'd she do for a carrot?
Jamaricus apparently picked up the kale at his job at a warehouse.
Right, so he works in a kale warehouse, but was unaware.
It is worrying, isn't it?
Unaware that it was lettuce. Anyway, that's a rubbish story. Next.
Overweight Aberdeen cat pumpkin chosen for pet slimming finals.
That's animal news.
Animal news.
An overweight cat from Aberdeen who got stuck in a cat flap has been chosen as a finalist in a major pet slimming competition. Pumpkin, partial to a leftover ice cream and crisps, is the only Scottish representative in the PDSA Pet Fit Club.
Right. It's Scottish, is it?
Yes.
So
the only Scottish.
Right. And it's got stuck in a cat flap.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that vegetable news? Oh, it's called pumpkin.
It's called pumpkin.
Animal news.
Yeah, it's animal news.
It's vegetable news.
Animal news.
It's vegetable news.
Animal news.
Next.
The number of calories in the Domino's garlic and herb dip is horrifying. A 100-gram tub contains an astonishing... Yeah. An astonishing 675 calories. If you have a Fitbit, it's probably a lot less.
Fewer.
That's right, the pizza dip has more calories than two McDonald's cheeseburgers and is only a third and is more...
Third.
Is more than a third of the
Full
daily...
News.
Of the daily
the music
recommended...
The music stopped.
Calorie intake for women. Our garlic and herb big dip is great for sharing with the family and friends. We recommend each party size should serve at least four people, a Domino's spokesperson has said.
Right, that's a lot. That's a high number of calories for a dip, isn't it?
That's the family size tub, so that's a sharing tub.
All right. When I buy...
The single size pots are also available at 169 cals each.
When I buy a, say I buy a pre-packed salad, I know you're partial to a pre-packed salad.
Yeah, now and then.
Yeah. When I buy one, I don't have the dip. I just eat
Why do you buy it then? Why don't you just buy a bag of lettuce?
Well, because it comes just with maybe some grilled chicken or something, doesn't it?
Okay.
But I won't eat that. I don't need the dip.
Why not?
Well, because
what a waste.
No, I just like the salad part. You don't need the dip.
But they never give you enough dip.
That's
anyway.
The calorific part. So why bother eating that? Just eat the other bit.
It's delicious.
Mm. Any more?
Sergeant Pepper is 50.
This is music news. It's just because it's got the word pepper in it.
Yep. A company is making pickle juice ice pops.
Hang on, was that it? Sergeant Pepper is 50?
Yes.
Right.
Wisconsin company is aiming to give Cherry Orange and Grape Popsicles some competition this summer with its new Pickle Popsicle. Van Halten's is known for its pickle-in-a-pouch individual pickles that they packaged. I think I've been stitched up here.
Yeah, you're in a bit of trouble with that one.
Yeah, to go for snacks.
Try that sentence again.
Van Halten's is known for its pickle-in-a-pouch individual pickles that they packaged to go for snacks. Doesn't even make sense. It's a refreshing treat on a hot day and an athletic supplement that helps rehydrate and prevent cramps, the company explains. In addition to suggesting pickle ice as a fun frozen treat, Van Halten's recommends mixing them into Bloody Marys and stocking them for athletes.
Right, we're fed up of you and your news now. Right, that was vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
With some
vegetable
with some animal news in it as well. Some animal news.
Animal news.
That's right. But really, we're supposed to be vegetable.
Vegetable news.
Yes. Good, right.
Animal news.
Yes.
All right.
Vegetable news.
Yeah, calm down.
All right. So anyway, in the next bit of the programme, live music. During the traffic and travel, I'm going to run downstairs to the Virgin Radio Session Studio where we'll meet today's busker, Simon and the Witch. No, Cass is not in that band. It's just named after her and someone called Simon. It's live music. It's busking on the radio next on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour is on the road.
Dude, where's my breakfast show?
Check the oil, kick the tyres as the Paul Ross Breakfast Show takes the highway to the hustings. Join the nation's brightest breakfast crew on an early morning election road trip around the territories.
It's eggs in Edinburgh, muesli in Manchester, bacon sarnies in Birmingham, blueberry bagels in Brighton, and if we're lucky, cornflakes in Cardiff.
From Highland to Hard Shoulder, Paul Ross gets into the election connection cruiser and measures the mood of the nation on a week-long travelogue of live breakfast broadcasts.
Kicks off Monday morning from 6 live from the beach in Brighton.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Mrs. Wren says you can't have a model home without a beautiful kitchen. And, at the moment, all Wren kitchens are half price. And VAT free. Plus, you can get a Bosch dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. Mrs. Wren, would you describe your nest as a model home? Of course it is. It's Twiggy. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah, nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £112 million jackpot. EuroMillions, only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support... There is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle.
Oh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final. Saturday the 27th of May. Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have one lane closed, delays and very slow traffic. That's due to a caravan fire on the M56. That's westbound between Junction 11 and Junction 12, with congestion on the M56 back to Junction 10. In Leicestershire, we have one lane closed, queuing traffic and long delays. That's due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 northbound. That's between Junction 23 and Junction 23A. And in Warwickshire, we have one lane closed, queuing traffic, long delays. That's due to a fuel spillage and a broken down lorry on the M6 northbound. That's between Junction 1 and Junction 2, with congestion on the M6 back to the M1 for Junction 19. I'm Sammy Jolo.
This is the sound of a man who unexpectedly fell into cold water and instinctively is trying to swim hard. This is the sound of the cold water shock making him gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water until he drowns. Whereas this is the sound of a man who fell into cold water and knows how to survive. You have to fight your instinct to swim and just float until the cold water shock has passed, and you can control your breathing. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And I said I was going to run down the stairs to the Virgin Radio Session Studio, which is what I have done. And the reason I've done it is because it's Friday and we have live music on a Friday, and we do it by dragging performers in off the streets and forcing them to perform for us at microphone point. So let us welcome Simon and the Witch. Now, Simon and the Witch are actually called Phil and Jessica. So hello, Phil, first of all.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Good, I'm fine, thank
Very
you.
Good. And Jessica, hello.
Hello.
Hi. So why Simon and the Witch then?
Well, there was a children's TV show called Simon and Witch, so we thought that was quite an apt moniker for us.
Yeah.
He's always wanted to be called Simon. And
have you long harboured the ambition to be a witch, Jessica, at any point?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Good. All right, well, look, we're going to play two songs, right? So what are we going to start with?
America by Simon and Garfunkel.
Let's hear it. Simon and the Witch, live on Talk Radio.
Together.
Excellent stuff. Live music, Simon and the Witch performing for us live in the... Well, I'm going to call it the Talk Radio Session Studio now. I think that's only right and proper.
I think we claimed it.
We can. We own this. We own its ass. How long have you been doing this, Simon and the Witch?
Busking. Not very long, actually. I think we started around about last Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So
that's the wrong time of the year to start busking,
I know. We started in the winter. Yeah. Our first busking gig was in Kingston. It was really cold, but we were so enthusiastic. We froze.
Yeah, we actually froze our assets off.
But obviously improved now because of the weather.
Warm weather.
I bet you're really pleased we dragged you into a sort of windowless room.
Yeah, it's wonderful actually because we just we did some busking today at Lower Marsh.
Yep.
We're just around the corner. Very good. Yep. We had the sun on one side of us, so I've got this.
It's a busker's town.
It's a busker's tan. I look a bit like a fruit pastel lolly. And this side is, I don't know, we've got the wafts from the sausage stall next to
us. No, well, half sausage, half tan. I mean, we'll take that. What are you going to play now? I'm not assuming not take that, but what are we going to hear next?
We got something from Oliver. We thought, because it's a kind of fun song to do, so it's reviewing the situation.
All right.
Okay.
Man's got a heart, hasn't he? Joking apart, hasn't he? No, I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint. I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can the fellow be would cook himself for me and come for me and go for me and go for me and nag at me, the finger she will wag at me, the money she will take from me, the misery she'll make of me. left alone without anyone in the world, and I'm starting from now. So how to win friends and to influence people, so how? I'm reviewing the situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who can help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite of Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate. I think I better think it out again. So where shall I go? Somebody. Who do I know? Nobody. Oh, my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So a job I'm getting possibly, I wonder who my boss will be. I wonder if he'll take to me, what bonuses he'll make to me. I start to date and finish late, but no more rates and all but wait. I think I'd better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Time 70, when you're old and it's cold and no one cares if you live or you die. Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bad man.
Lovely stuff. That good choice of tune. We've not had a musical song from a musical before.
Not many musical theatre buskers out there.
That's right. I like
all
that.
Doing musical theatre.
There should be more of it. So what in your normal sort of repertoire, then, do you kind of mix it up with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we do a bit of everything from mostly 60s to a little bit of 90s, yeah. But mostly 60s, 70s stuff.
All right.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... the buskers, or even like just bands that want to do covers, bands I should say, that want to do the usual Mustang Sally and all
yeah, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of things. But and we try to be a bit different, and we often get complimented on being a little bit more idiosyncratic,
and rightly so. So where would we find you online should people wish to track you down?
Social media.
Oh
we
yeah,
are, Simon and the Witch.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Yep.
Also SoundCloud.
Okay. Good. So, Luke, thanks so much for coming in. We'll let you get back to the sunshine.
Thank you so much for having us.
Some more money. Phil and Jessica, they're Simon and the Witch. They were our live performers for today, taking us into the bank holiday with some music. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Theoretically, Yasmin Khan is in the studio upstairs and should be able to hear me now. Hello, Yasmin Khan.
Theory has been put into practice.
Ah, jolly good. She's with you for Drive, of course, it being a Friday. Yasmin, what you got coming up?
Okay, well, this is the first time this week that I will be on air, and I've been thinking all week, obviously, about Manchester, so I'm going to be reflecting on that, got my own thoughts on it, and we're also going to be hearing from two ex-extremists who work a lot within various communities, one of them in counter-terror, Because I think for me, this is not about pointing blame right now. This is looking at how people get to this point of feeling like that, that they can carry out and act like this. So they'll be talking to us at the top of the show. We've also got our trending review as ever. We're looking at the stories that are trending. Of course, Manchester is still huge in the news, but there are other stories around as well. We're going to be taking a look ahead to the bank holiday weather, because, you know, it's hot.
The bank, how much are you going to get out of the bank holiday weather?
I reckon about 3 minutes.
Yeah, probably. We've heard conflicting reports about the bank holiday weather from Pete Abbott, who seemed to know nothing particularly about the weather.
Well, don't worry, because we will have not a Pete Abbott, but someone that will know about the weather.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really, though? Really, properly. What's your latest weather forecast for the bank holiday weekend?
Well, it's going to be warm.
Well, thunder showers, isn't it?
we will have a proper bank holiday weather update.
Great.
And we're also going to be talking about film remakes, because who on earth wants a new version of Dirty Dancing, for goodness sake?
I didn't even want the original.
Well, there you go. Nobody puts you in the corner.
All right. Good. Is that it? More? Anything? No?
No.
Fine. We done?
Yes.
We out?
We're out.
Right. We're back on Monday for a bank holiday special. I mean, there's nothing special about it. It's just a bank holiday. But we're doing a show. So we'll be back 1 till 4 on Monday. Have a good bank holiday weekend. We'll see you then. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Election 2017 on Talk Radio.